forget. Left the Rambam says that there's no possibility, there isn't any possibility for any system of law, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's law, to be beneficial for every person under every circumstance. That's what he says. It's because the law is a generality, right? So you'll say it's bad for a person, generally speaking, to be chazer, but there could be certain conditions where in this situation we better. Ethical tiny, another tiny, the apocursin tiny, situational ethics. You know? I could be every situation, exact same system, formula, but they don't understand it like this. That even if the person, even if under the situation, it might be better for him to be able to be a sincere, but he can't do it because now it's the Ratzon Hashem that this system should exist. So therefore, by doing this, he's breaking the Ratzon Hashem. True in this particular thing. And it could be that before Matan Torah, it didn't go that way. Before Matan Torah, it went individually. That's why Yehuda went and lived with a Zayna, right? How could he do it? The answer is that Yehuda was a Tzadik Gomer. Yehuda was a Tzadik Gomer, Shifteka, Tzadik Gomer. But it shows that on that time, that was the best thing for him. He got rid of his type and he went back to learn. You know what I mean? But let's say, for instance, a person, that's the pshat. But let's say, for instance, a person after Matan Torah will do that. Can't do that. See, before Matan Torah, a person could reach perfection on his own terms. All he had to worry about was what's the thing that's going to perfect me. So a person can have more taivas avera, a person can have more taivas bia with his wife than he can have with his zayin. It depends on how the guy does it and what he's involved in and why he's doing it. All these things go into the picture. You can't just say, stop, I can't judge a maisa if you're a physical maisa. Right? So a person was either a tzaddik and didn't he want to get rid of his taiva? That's it. The more the double mouth be boiled every afternoon. Why? So he should get rid of his taiva and he should learn. That's the tzaddik. So the shot is that the it wasn't good. It's okay. All right, it's okay. Because the Gemara says that he did it in order to get rid of the taiva. The Gemara says that it has an opposite effect though. And when we got to sex, that sometimes works the opposite way. You know what I mean? The more he's involved in it, the more it increases the title. You know? I guess you have to know when, where, or what. You know, he doesn't have there. He did two things wrong. First of all, generally speaking, the person broke his relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu because he fell into the quicksand over there. Where it went away, right? That's one. But two, he broke the system. Broke the halakhic system. The pshat is like this. The pshat is within the halachic system is another halacha. The halacha is that Yom HaKippurim is machaper. Yom HaKippurim is machaper insofar as the halachic system is concerned. See? That's the pshat. See? You know what I mean? In other words, you'll ask me halachically, did the man violate? No. Was he ever gezel? No. That's right. Insofar as the system, because the system tells you that you're not allowed to do this halacha. You're not allowed to do this, this, right? Now, let's say the man violated it and he did it, you see? So now he broke the system. But the same system tells you that after Yom Kippur, that's
be
it.
Clean.
Yeah, that's right. So now he doesn't have to do tshuva anymore for breaking the system because the system says itself that it's removed. That's built in within the system every year. Kadosh Baruch Hu, every year, start a new slate. If I am the chaper, let him attach to me. Call chaper zech. I'm ready to learn the pasuk from Shmuel. What does that say? Doesn't think if I am the chaper, let him l'shavim. So insofar as
start a new season, new batting average.
Insofar as breaking the system's concerned, he didn't break the system after Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur says now you don't have to worry about the system anymore. That's built in. That's the sorry Mr. Leah. You see, what's the vidi kain gadol? The vidi kain gadol is a key in the sorry Mr. Leah. That the Tzor HaMishtaleach should be like the Rambam and Hilchus Kabbonah. That the Tzor HaMishtaleach should be a kapara. So it should be a kapara. You understand what I mean? That's the system is formulated that way. That when Klal Yisrael sends the Tzor HaMishtaleach, now the system hasn't been broken. You see? But insofar as the individual is concerned, Richuk Mehamakim. You see? That is still a hat. That's why the Rambam says that Bismanazeh, the only thing that he could do for breaking the system is Shura. Because the Rambam really, I want to say that the Rambam Perek Rishon is the Rambam Perek Zayin. The Rambam Perek Zayin starts off with Shura all over again, as if he never heard about Shura. You know? Rambam Perek Zayin starts off with new thing, Shura. So what I said, the Pshat is there's two Rambams over here, it's two Hilchos Shura. Rambam Hilchos Shuva over here is in regard to halachos, in regard to the halachic tshuva. Kol mitzvah shir b'tera bein asei bein lois asei, mavarim alei, halachos mehen. This is in regard to the system of halach. Halach system is mechayev. The other one is Richuk Me'a Mokai. That's why the Ram talks about Richuk Me'a Mokai over there. Kama Meruchuku, Mishukusu, Teheva, Vayayim, Avinach Makarvi did. Right? He comes over there speaking about the relationship. See? But over here, he's speaking about the system of the halachic system. The halachic system has built in that every year, the violation is removed.
Only talking about the halachic system.
Right? Only talking about the halachic system.
All that other children.
What about I say?
The thing. Right. What system? The system says kawais and
whatever.
Any type. Exactly. Sure. But that's what the system from higher than that too.
Right. Yeah. Good.
I'm broken. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu set it up that way. He set up the system in Allah, the halachic system, and Allah says that after this, now you won't open this against one anymore. What? But insofar as he gave it to your tithe, is that it can't remove? That's the status of the gavra. How can you change that by a carbon? The other thing itself doesn't make any sense. That a kohen goes in, knock of a carbon, and you're gonna have a relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu all of a sudden you raise the higher level for the carbon. That's impossible. You know what I mean? But in terms of the technicality of the halacha, it's as if that halacha didn't exist in the Torah. Let's say the Torah didn't have tayag mitzvahs, tayam, right? So didn't violate. But he gave it to Stylus. That's the same thing. That's why in the Rambam Perek Zayin, he says the person doesn't have to only do tshuva from the halachas. The person has to do tshuva from chemdas hamomayin, and from kovid, and from gaiva, and from hisul, and all these needs. Because that's really the richuk. You see? But there's another machayev, and that's the system's machayev. But the system says that after this is if you didn't break the system. But it doesn't change the status of the gavra. That's kivayem as a lechem koin to rebel tars chem and kocha to zechem nereshem to taru. That's the pshat. Pshat is that the system itself says that the maisa vera, technically speaking, there was no maisa vera, technically speaking. But what does he have now? Now he has to worry about something else. You understand what I'm saying? Jedi, and then there's the status of the gavra. Kiyum and carbon is kiyum and sarim shalach. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his endless kachma, knew that the fact that Klal Yisrael knows that there's a Sarah Mishaleach and that this is all these things, that removes the, that brings the system back. That's machzor the system again. See? That's within the system. That doesn't, can't say that the guy break the, that's part of setting up the system. You know what I mean? It's part of Chachmas Hashem setting up the system of Tayyad. Yeah.
That's part of
Chachmas Hashem in setting up the system.
And
he realized that this is the best way. That the best way is. That's right. That the Kashrut knows the Sarah Mishaleach and that the kind of was being misvada and all these things. That's enough to be master the system. See? The system wasn't broken. I go. And why is it totally in psak? I want to understand. It's not a matter of philosophy. The machlokes Rebbe and Acham, if it was a question of really whether Yom Kippur is mechaper or whether it's not really mechaper, how do you have a psak on that? That only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. Are you going to tell me that it's a question of that it's a philosophical question? You know what I mean? It's a question. If you're going to tell me that it's a question of really a philosophical question, am I really sure? Am I really mechaper or not mechaper? How can you have a psak on that if you're mechaper or not mechaper? Can't have a psak on such a thing. You know what I mean? That only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. The Rambam says in these areas there's no psak. There's no psak in halacha. There's no psak in philosophy. You can't get a psak. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth, whether what the real idea is, right? Because the pshat is there can be a psak, because this whole thing is a system. And the system tells you there's a psak. Once the psak in the system is, that once the psak in the system is not like Rebbe, now the psak is like the Chachamim, so therefore it's not a machaper. And that's the system. You know what I mean? Otherwise, like you, Paskin. Maybe Rebbe's right. A person will have to hear or believe right. I'll say maybe Rebbe was right. Yeah? It's good the Pasuk doesn't say anything about Shavuot. I like Rebbe's chat. This is the Pasuk better. I think this is the Pasuk better. Right? You might think this is the Pasuk better, but halachically, that's the end of it. It's been decided. Halach is not like Rebbe. But like Kamal and Rebbe Mechavera. Halach is Rebbe Mechaveroi, but like Mechavera. So we don't pass like Rebbe, and that's the end of it. That's it. Now the Pasuk is that it's not a Mechavera. Among the Chacham, the Ram says no psak in philosophical machlokes among the Chachmei Chazal. Because who knows? If psak is only regard to mice, they can't have psak in the way thing really is. That only comes from Rav. Yeah, how far you were in terms of Rishon. That's why you need it. We got to do a Chol Aminu Shu, Chol Aminu Shu, Kelamun, Abba, Avinu, Baidei, Ginzein, and Storais, right? And we take a look. And next, really, it doesn't make sense. Why? Goes together with Vachom and Mishubach and Kloyas. It says, Habaychen, Habaychen, and Estaras goes together with the next one.
Because they read it every other. They read it backwards.
Right. And it says, next one is Habaychen,
Habaychen,
and
Estaras. Yeah, because this sentence is supposed to be one sentence. They start over here and then they go like that.
Vachon says, Vachon and Mishubach and Kloyas. Habaychen, Habaychen, and Estaras. Then everybody says, Vachon and Mishubach and Kloyas. Habaychen, Habaychen, and Estaras. Right?
It's the wrong match.
So, yes, it's the wrong match. It should really go like this. Vachon says, right? And then everybody say that. Then he said, Bechem 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 Bechem. Why he starts the other way? Why he starts the other way? See? I remember I was one time with a guy in Yeshiva. So the guy used to read it the other way. He didn't read it the way the Tzibur read it. He says, making a mistake. Now, so the Rebbe wants to say what the Pshat is. The Pshat is that really all this is part of a, what do you call it? And this is all the halacha in Kedusha. It's all halacha in Kedusha. And in Kedusha it says, Nesnim Rashiz Zelazah. That's what you do in Kedusha. How do you work in Kedusha?
Yeah.
You see, Kedusha goes like this. And he stops, and everybody says, Baruch Hashem HaKamei. Lumasam Baruch HaMeir should be Lumasam Baruch HaMeir, Baruch Hashem HaKamei. They go together. Lumasam Baruch HaMeir, what do they say? They say, Baruch Hashem HaKamei. You know what I mean? Same thing before. Because of the Yoma, what do they say? They say, Kaddish Kaddish. So the Chazan said, because of the Yoma Kaddish. Why does it stop Kaddish Kaddish? Because it's Kaddish Kaddish. Because we're supposed to be Meshabeh HaKaddish Baruch Hu, just like the Malachim do it. That's the chat kedusha. Kedusha means that you have to put yourself, in the same state of mind as that you're doing it like a malach, So kedusha is supposed to be kishem shem yitzur shmei moray, not that you're being mekadosh. You're being mekadosh kishem shem yitzur shmei moray. And b'shmei moram, it's nosin rishus zelazeh. So that's why in every kedusha it's always that way. The chazan says v'kar zelazeh v'yomar, and then he gives rishus for the tzibur to be mashal on what he's saying. Understand what I mean? That's nosin rishus zelazeh. Then stop. Now they're mashlim. What? What he says? Because that's nesim rishus zelazeh. You see? So he says that's why you do all these people do the same way because it's an extension of kedusha. So the shat says v'chol enishu kelam abaychen abayday gins in the story. So everybody says v'chol enishu abaychen kloyais because they're completing what he says. You see? The reason why they say the next sentence is because they want to really make it, then really they should have to say the next sentence. You know what I mean? But they just want to say the next sentence to have the shevach in there. Just to say the shevach. Then they say the next shevach.
It doesn't make any sense.
Shevach. Go mavzun shevach. They're saying the shevach. Go mavzun shevach. They're saying the shevach. Then the shatz goes back, and he says, and then they're mashal. You see? They say here, then they give him a chance
to be one
to,
unit. One's a master, one's just all right.
But they also give him rishus because they say here and they stop and they wait for him to say here to give him. You understand what I mean? That's what he does. That's part of kedusha.
You stand by that.
Yes, must stand. That's what helps you to stand there. Help the yarn.
Open the door.
That's right. You don't stand for him because you're not mukhif to stand for opening the yarn. You only mukhif to stand if they move the sefer Torah. But opening the yarn, there's no chiv at all to stand. That's not good. Absolutely, no question about it. The Taz, I think, asked the Kasha. One of them is, he says, why do they stand when they open the yarn? He says, really, there's no mukhif to stand when they open the yarn. If you look through the chayyam, so Taz wants to say they did it because they're covered. You know, it's not there. It's not people in there. But the real answer is, the real pshat is, and that's what the Rav said when we got to this too. So the real reason why you stand is not because you open the arm.
The reason why
you stand is because you're saying Dovah Shem Kedusha.
That's why they stand the Nilah more than any other Shemoneh?
Yeah, it's Stam Amratz. It's Nilah's mistake. Because really, you should stand during Chazaras HaShatz. That's why. So why do people stand there in the Nilah? Because the people make a mistake. They saw that when the arm was open, they'd be standing. They assume that's cause and effect. You know what I mean? They assume it's cause and effect, but that's not really the reason.
So
you open up the arm for the same reason that you're standing, because Dovah Shem Kedusha, so you want to emphasize that Dovah Shem Kedusha, you open up the arm. You know what I mean? But that's not why you're standing. You're not standing for the arm, because you only have to stand when you move the sefer Torah. That's the only way. The arm can be open all day long, not going to stand. He's Das Yechidoy in that. The Baal HaMor holds you don't have to stand up for those shots. That's what the Baal HaMor is. It gives you yeah. I know. That's the Baal HaMor. I forgot what he says with it. So now I'll look at it. Always good. Really, just stand there with the whole Chazaras HaShatz. That's what I love. Stand there with the whole Chazaras HaShatz.
Mission
Boris, you're not going to stand there with the Chazaras HaShatz. Chazal said a certain Kev, he's got a certain Tana. He was very weak, so he only got up to Ikrav either. Because he's weak. He's weak. There's man as a shame based on the Shkayam. Vein lanu mizbach kapara, vein shama l'tshuva. Okay. So what's the difference between Bizman Hazeh and before Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Ahem. The difference is, if you take a look at the Rambam, and I'll end of Halacha Aleph, Rambam says, V'chein balech ha-tois v'ha-shamois, beishim v'yin korban ha-seyim, asher y'gosan el z'donan, emes kapalem b'korbonom ad she'yasu tshuva. So what's the halacha? So halacha is really, what's the machaper? The tshuva is the machaper, the korban is the machaper. What's the machaper? What does Rambam say? Rambam says, emes kapalem b'korbonom ad she'yasu tshuva. What's the machaper? Yeah, machaper is the korban. Machaper is the korban. Tshuva is a prerequisite in order to have the machaper. Right? Okay. Right? You understand? Okay.
Yeah.
But Bizman Hazeh She'en Beisam Yidish Kayim Ve'en Lanu Mizbach Kapara Ein Shem Al Tshuva. So what's the pshat? Hatshuva Mechapar Es HaKol Averis. So there's a difference between Bizman She'en Beisam Yidish Kayim. It's a difference in the setup of the system of the Torah. Between Bizman She'en Beisam Yidish Kayim and Bizman She'en Beisam Yidish Kayim. Right?
Yeah.
Person is having a vera, so he has a faith, right? So Bizman She'en Beisam Yidish Kayim, if he wouldn't bring a carbon, that's it. Kapara is different. That's right. His mind is basically just kayam. If he wouldn't bring a carbon, he could do tshuva from today till tomorrow, but it would never be a chuper. So he goes, "Shein a miskaper lem b'karbona machi yasa tshuva." So then tshuva is a t'nai in the kapara. It's conditioned in the kapara, but the real machaper is the carbon, or mechuyev in malchus, mechuyev in mrs. Bezin, right? But his mind is that shein ain't lana mizbach kapara, so you don't have mizbeach anymore. So now, what is the machaper? Now tshuva is the machaper itself. So it comes out the system of the Torah was set up for two zman. The system of the Torah was set up for two separate zman. Zman shebeis mikdashkayim, zman shein beis mikdashkayim. So you might say no, you might say that if you need carbon, so the zman hazeh is no carbon, so there's no kapara. Right? No, not true. The zman hazeh, the tshuva is the machaper. So tshuva has been converted from a tanai, the zman shebeis mikdashkayim, to an actual machaper of the zman hazeh. Right? In terms of the Maisavera, yes. Kiruv L'Makam is in Perek Zayin. Kiruv L'Makam is in Perek Zayin. Kiruv L'Makam is only with Tshuva. Even, you understand? Kiruv L'Makam is only with Tshuva. So our Mishnah Lech doesn't make Kiruv L'Makam. So our Mishnah Lech means it's not a Maisavera anymore. That's it. Technicality. Okay?
They
didn't do an Avera. They didn't do an Avera. Right? The person intended to do an Avera and they didn't do an Avera. Right? So of course, in terms of technicalities, he was not there. But in terms of Kirill Mokhan, of course. So remember, Rabbi Kivis, Hashem Yisbachla. Okay. Now. I feel like Russia called Yahweh Vatshubach, right? I'm a feeling like Shindav Marishish, never Rishish, or Russia like Kashubab Yashub Marisha. Vatsma Shiliyama Kippur Machapa Lishavim, Shinema Kibiyama Te Chapra Lecha. So that's where I'm formulating. It's Tira. And Yom Kippur is Mechaper for who? The Shab. So again, Tshuva really is a Tznai. So you have Tshuva two ways. Tshuva is an essential Mechaper, and Tshuva is a Tznai in Kapparas Yom Kippur. Right? That's what Ram says. Interesting formulation, huh? Tshuva is a Mechaper, and Tshuva is a Tznai in Kapparas Yom Kippur. Interesting. Okay. So what's the pshat? So take a look next time. Allah Adal. Afal pishat shuv mechaper as ala kol vatzma shenem per mechaper yeshaver shem eskaper l'shaitan v'yeshaver shem eskaper nevel achazma. Ketzad over adamal mitzvah say shem bakaris v'asa tshuva ein as mishama chamaykum lai uki ubei l'nemar shivu bar mishavavim erpa mishuvei secha. Over mitzvahs lo sase shem bakaris v'lo mitzvahs bezdin v'asa tshuva. Tshuva teila, v'yem ha-kippur machaper. Ubei l'nema, ki v'yem ha-zeh yachaper alecha. Right?
What do you mean
all this different from? Before. V'atzma shel yem ha-kippur machaper l'shavim. Shenema, ki v'yem ha-zeh yachaper alecha, right? What, one second, but before he said somebody asked me for it's a spira though. First he said tshuva is a machaper. Then he said yem ha-kippur is a machaper, right?
Only
clear that. Tell him. I'm not a machaper for it. Right? So you're telling me, no, the pshat is like this. Depends what kind of avera it depends on what kind of an avera it is, right?
No, that's not.
Hey, that's right. Because it's afal pishat shuv mechaperas ala koil va'atzma shil yom kippur mechaper. Right? Let's understand the lashon of it. It says even though shuv is mechaper and atzma shil yom kippur is a mechaper, yesh avera shem eskapim l'shaitan, yesh avera shem eskapim l'achazman. What? Why isn't it? Kate said, "Over a moment, says Shane, because Vasachu Rain is as Mishamish Mechel, as a Machaper. And I'm Mitzvah, less say Shane, because Lay Mitzvah Bezin, Vasachu, or Chuva, tell him from Machaper. Rail, and then I give him a Chaper Lecha. So what's Chayam, and Shemel Chuva? Right? Chuva Machaper Lakal. Now, then he says, Vats Mashem, from Machaper Lashem, and I give him a Chaper Lechem, right? Okay. So over here, he says, Chuva is nine, the Kapar Shem Kippurim. If Chuva did the job, so what do you have to have Parsha perform for? Right? And then later, so you tell me what he meant was over here, was that Chuva is Tayla and Yom Kippur is the Machaper, because he brings the same pasuk later, right? He says, later he says like this. He says, right? So you'll tell me that's what he meant before, when he says before in Halacha Gimel, that Atzma Yom Kippur is Machaper, he meant that Chuva is Tayla and Yom Kippur is Machaper. Right? Right? Well, first of all, he doesn't say over there it's Taylor. He says, Machapa Lashavim is Mashmirat, you need both, right? And secondly, if you're going to say that, how could he start off in Allah Adalagas? Afa Pishachu Machaper Salakov, Atzma Shil Yom Kippur Machaper. 1 second, Atzma Shil. It's not Machaper, he's going to tell me it's not. He should have said, Afa Pishachu Machaper Salakov, Yesha Vera, Shem is Kapal Shaitam, Yesha Vera is the required Yom Kippur. You know what I mean? He's saying, even though Chuvah Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper, still he says, some of Eris is not Machapra to Lachazman. Yeah, it doesn't fit in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You understand this? You understand?
Even though what?
Machapra. And Yom Kippurim is Machapra. Which means that we said already down in Allah Gimel, that Yom Kippurim is Machapra. Even though that's the case, still there are some of Eris that are not Machapra to Lachazman. That's what you need Yom Kippur. Well, that's what he says. That's what Yom Kippurim is Machapra. You know what I mean? No,
yeah.
Lashon Ram is impossible.
Now what?
He should Chuv Mechaperes and Yom Kippur is Mechaper. He should say no, even though Chuv Mechaperes, but some things require Yom Kippur later. Not even though Chuv is Mechaper and Yom Kippur.
So
he's going to tell you it's not Mechaper. You understand what I mean?
He's making a statement.
He explained by what he says later in Halacha Daled. But the Ram and Halacha Gimel stands on its own 2 feet. Which means that Chuv is a Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper. Right?
Yeah.
I want to understand, Hamamanashach, if Chuv is the Machaper, what do you need Yom Kippur for?
And that
is that even though Chuv is a Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper, I want you to know that it doesn't always work right away. No. That's plain. That Chuv is a Machaper, but sometimes you need Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is a Machaper, but sometimes you need Yisur and a Misa. That's what he says later. You understand what I'm saying? He's saying there's a machaper of Chuva and a machaper. You don't understand what's going on? Machaper and Yom Kippur is a machaper, right? So somebody will ask, but if you have Chuva, what do you need Yom Kippur for? Right? And it's only machaper for a person that does Chuva, so you have Chuva ready anyways. Right? Oh, so you're telling me now, you'll say that what he means is that Chuva is a machaper in certain cases by itself. And in other cases, you need Yom Kippur also, which he'll explain further. That sometimes, you know, Ravadal explains that sometimes Chuva is not enough, you need Yom Kippur also. That's what he means when he says Yom Kippur. Right?
So
you can't say that, Pshat in the Rambam. Why? Because when the Rambam says, Afa Pisha Chuva Mechaperas, Ala Koel, Vatzme Shal Yom Kippur Mechaper, right? Even that, so he goes on to say, but sometimes Chuva is enough and you need Yom Kippur. That's what he's saying right here. It doesn't make any sense. He should say, Afa Pisha Chuva Mechaperas. Even though Chuv is the Machaper, sometimes you need Yom Kippur.
Right.
But you shouldn't say even though Chuv is a Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's going to tell you that's precisely why you need Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So it sounds like there's two Kapparas. There's Chuv is a Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper. You know what I mean? So therefore you have to say it by itself. So what's the pshat in the first Rambam? So now we have to understand what's pshat in Allah Gimel. How can you say Chuv is a Machaper and Yom Kippur is a Machaper? If you have Yom Kippur's Machaper in that Chuva, Yom Kippur's Machaper in that Chuva, so you have Chuva already, so what do you need Yom Kippur for? Yeah. Tell me that if you didn't say that, then the Ramesh said, Chuva's a Machaper, Yom Kippur is a Machaper, Yisurin is a Machaper, and Misa's a Machaper. What happened to Yisurin and Misa? Why do you leave out Yisurin and Misa in Allah Gimel? Yeah! He should have said, Yisurin, because that's what he explains in Allah Adalad. That Chuva, Yom Kippurim, if you speak, when the Rambam says in Allah Gimel, when he mentions Yom Kippur, does he mention Yom Kippur b'taras teile, gemara kapara, or Yom Kippur is an essential kapara? If he means Yom Kippur is because of teile until Yom Kippur, so he should mention Yisurin and Misa too. He should have said Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Yisurim. He doesn't mention Yisurim. So apparently he holds that Tshuva is a Mechapa, not like Yisurim Misa. Not that, not, I'm sorry, Yom Kippurim is a Mechapa, not like Tshuva, not like Yisurim Misa. But Yom Kippurim is a Mechapa, just like Tshuva, an essential Mechapa. That's the case, and then what do you need Tshuva for? You need Tshuva, if you have Tshuva ready, what do you need Yom Kippur for? Right? What's the chat in the Rambam? What's difficult in Rambam's Lashon HaRei? What's funny in Rambam's Lashon HaRei? V'chein balechatois v'ashamois v'eis shemavim korban eseim al shiligoson al zdoinom ein mischapor lehem b'korbonom ad sheyasi tshuva. That's one Lashon HaRambam, okay? Lashon HaRambam beis. It's an halacha gimel. V'atzmoi shel Yom Kippurim mechapor l'shovin shenemar ki v'yem ezeh yechapor alechem. Tell me what's wrong with it. What's the difference in Lashon? No longer. Isn't that a difference? One case says, "V'chein Baruch Tzad Hashem Yisrael Ve'esh Mivin Kol Hashem Al Shigosan Zem Ein Miskapel Em BeKarbonam Ad Sheyasi Tshuva." And the other one is "V'Atzmo Shel Yom Kippurim Mechaper L'Shovim." He doesn't say "V'Atzmo Shel Yom Kippurim Mechaper Kishe Asa Tshuva." No, it's L'Shovim. He doesn't use the word Tshuva anymore. He uses the word L'Shovim. You don't have the word L'Shovim in all places except the Rumsha Asa Tshuva. Allah Beis. Everything's Tshuva, Tshuva, Tshuva. Then over here he says, all of a sudden he says, L'shovim. So we have to understand when the Rambam changed the Lashon to L'shovim, what's the difference between L'shovim and between Tshuva? It's the difference. Otherwise he wouldn't use a different Lashon. He'd say, V'atzma shulim from machaper kishasa Tshuva. What's L'shovim? All of a sudden he jumps in with L'shovim. What's L'shovim? Now there's the key. Therein lies the key. Why is L'shovim? What's the difference between L'shovim and between Tshuva? What's L'shovim? Okay? What's the difference between Shavuot? Tshuva means what? What is Tshuva? Tshuva is a specific formula. Tshuva is Chatasi Risi Peshat Avinacha Vasisi Kach Vaka V'nichamti It's Pirut HaChait. Pirut HaChait. That's Tshuva. The man has mefarad, he has to say, I did this and this. This action. I'm sorry, Boishti V'nichamti, I'll never do this action again. Right? Ah. What does L'shavim mean? L'shavim means something I've wrote L'shavim mean. L'shavim means, see, Tshuva is from a particular Maisa of Era. What does L'shavim mean? That's right. L'shavim means the person changes whole way of life. That's L'shavim. Shav. Shav means where the Gavra changes whole way of life. That's the Shav. You see? The difference between in Shavim, what the Rambam is telling you here is one thing. If a person is a Shav, a person changes, essentially, changes his whole way of life, then Yom Kippurim is Mechaper even for what? Even for the particulars that he doesn't enunciate and he doesn't say Tshuva for. Right? See? That's Talacha. It means like this. It means that if a person is a Shav on Yom Kippur, then even the particular Averis which he doesn't formulate, doesn't remember, he doesn't know, he's too many, doesn't know they are, but he doesn't say Asisi Kach Vakach. But he's a Shav, then Yom Kippurim wipes them off, removes them. That's the difference between the formula of Tshuva and the formula of Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is a different type of Mechaper. Yom Kippurim is Mechaper in a way that Tshuva can't be Mechaper. Because Tshuva is the Mechaper where you have Pirut HaChait. Chatasi is B'shad Bofen Echol, Asisi Kach V'Kach. So you have to have Pirut HaChait. That's to say. No, L'shavim doesn't mean that. L'shavim means if the person is basically a Shav, if he changes his status from a Rasha to Tzadik as a Shav, so then even those particular Chatoyim, What happens to the particular chatoim that he has? That he wasn't mefarit. What happens to, does he have to mefarit again later every single chait? No. The halacha is kivayim is the mechaper lechem yom kippurim is the mechaper, just like the carpet. You understand?
This is the technical, right?
Tshuva only works on the specific chait, on the specific avera. But let's say a person doesn't enunciate a specific, avera, right? But the man ate chayil every way, mechal Shabbos, everything. And now he does tshuva, essentially changes his whole way of life. You see? Yeah, I understand.
But not in every particular.
Man has hundreds of averis. Hundreds of averis that he does. Over hundreds of thousands of averis, right? He doesn't enunciate every particular one. See? But he's basically a shah. Right? The man is fundamentally a shah. Essentially he's a shah. Right? Now Yom Kippur comes along, what happens?
Yom Kippur is machaper, technically, for all the averis that he did, they're all completely removed. That's a lot of kiva. Yom is a yachaper, alechem ataras, hem mitochat, as yom ataras, hem mitochat. That's a shot. That's why the Rambam says there's two machaperim, really. There are two types of machaperim. Tshuva is a machaper, and Yom Kippur is a machaper. Tshuva is a machaper if the man does tshuva on a specific ma'aseh avera, and he says,
that's the
Rasha.
That's by the
Rasha.
He could change himself.
But a person who is essentially a shav, he essentially changes his way of life, then Yom Kippur is machaper for every particular thing.
Even if and he's still, he's essentially a shav.
And God knows. We don't have to know. What do we have to know?
No, on your Yom Kippur, he makes okay, I'm going to be a shav now, and all of a sudden he's a shav.
On each specific thing? No. No, what do you have? Avera, right? And he does, but essentially the same person. All right, it's true, he's a shav on this one thing. But a shav means a person, a shav means a person who essentially changes his way of life. That's a shav. Shav! That's a lot of a shav. Really? Essentially, he essentially changes his way of life. That's a show.
Let me ask you a question.
So on that, you have a question. Machap, even for the technicality that he doesn't mention, he didn't do specific shiva on those specifics. That's a show. That's
question. It comes out that...
That's what Ram is too. That's why it goes on like that. Alpha pisha shiva machaperas ala koil, va'atzmoy shal yom kippurim machaper. So you see there are two machaperim here. There's a machaper of tshuva, specific, and there's a machaper of Yom Kippurim.
But the Yom
Kippurim... The way it was, bisman amigdash, and not bisman amigdash. Bismana Migdish, the carbon, the Bismana Migdish, he starts off like this. Bismana Migdish, what did you need on a specific Avera? Until now, I don't speak about specific Averas. That's all.
Yeah.
Right? So Bismana Migdish, all you need, until now, the Rasmus had specific Avera. Specific Averas, Bismana Migdish, you need Tshuva on an Avera and a carbon. Bismana said there's no carbon anymore, so only Tshuva does. Right? Now he says, now there's an Ola. Now if a person is a Shav in general, Atma Shalim Kippurim is a Machara. Different Aloha. No, nothing at all. Each time, every time he had a chiyuv problem, and every single mind he did it, he called him, took his carbon together. Okay? But his mind says no carbon anymore, so carbon's out. So now, you have to put him as a machap. Before the man was involved in Tivus and this and that, and now he changed himself completely. Now he's not really changed his whole way of life. Changed his way of life. It could be many, many levels of change. I mean, it's not just rush, not just a partial thing. It's many levels. Yeah, person's a
turnaround. It has to be a turnaround.
It has to be a turnaround. Shalom Hashem. Essential right, relationship between
him. Let me ask you a question. If a guy,
he's right now, diverted to living the way, living according to the way, Torah tells you to live. That's what a shav means. So it means all the things written out of it all. He can't, if he has any reservations, that's not really a shav. Shav al Hashem means it has to be a total thing. The man is totally shav. That's it. And as far as he can, of course. As far as he can't, the man can't talk about that. Now who can't and who can't, I mean, this is a very difficult thing. You know what I mean? I said, the guy's Machal Shabbos, forget about it. The guy's Machal Shabbos, it's impossible. But that's an essential basic thing. He can't do a basic thing. He has reservations. So he's shot from meeting Chazer, but he still can't keep Shabbos. That does that mean that all his energies really are not being used to serve Hashem, right? That's not a special show. That's Pshat and Ram. That has to be. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That's it. So I mean, the Shav and Yom Kippur is Mahapa. It's Man Hashem only. It's Man Shabbos Mishkan and Yishchai of Karb and every single Avera he did. Even this Man Shabbos Mishkan, the halacha, it was possible for a person, but the person has that pure dechay. In this mashmash mishkan, it has to be that pure dechay even without a carbon dust. Because it's on a shlech of the machaper, that's around the core base.
So he has that pure dechay to stand a shlech.
Yeah, because it's... How's that one? How do you translate? Kibay Yemezah, what does it mean? Kibay Yemezah. Kibay Yemezah, because with this day, Yechaper Alechem. Va'atzmo shel Yom Kippurim Yechaper. Va'atzmo shel Yom Kippurim Yechaper. Kibay Yemezah, because with this day, with the day, by Yom. Okay. I want to do one thing. There's a question arose. No, mistake. Question arose as to what makes it, Gavra Shav. Yom Kippurim is Mechaper if the Gavra is Gavra Shav. Is Mechaper even on a verse that he didn't do Shuvah? Right? So the thing is like this. So somebody asked, what is a gavra shav? The answer is in every tshuva there's a gavra shav. Because we said before, ano Hashem, chatasi avisi pshat lufnecha. In every tshuva there's a gavra shav. Right? Gavra shav is a kiyum in tshuva.
But the actual machaper ordinarily by tshuva is the tshuva itself, not the gavra shav. Gavra shav is a kiyum in the tshuva. But on Yom Kippurim, the gavra shav is a tanai in the kaparas Yom Kippurim. That's the way it works. Okay. Yeah, but he's a gavra shav. He's a gavra shav. He has to be a gavra shav. Gavra shav is on Hashem. On Hashem can't be a Russian.
That's right.
It's
yeah.
Impossible.
So that's how you explain it.
Yeah. My friend.
Even if he does that.
Okay. Right. So explained already. On Hashem. On Hashem is returned to Hashem in two ways. First of all, in perceiving Chachmas Hashem, and second of all, insofar as being under the Ashgacha,
he wants to be under the Ashgacha. See that from
that the philosophy of Yadis is not really Platonistic. It's Aristotelian more. So it runs with Aristotelian. Why does it's not an ethical system, not just an ethical system. It's a metaphysical system. The greatest state is where your perception of God, appreciation of Chachmas Hashem. Relationship to God. But the relationship to God is in two ways. The relationship to God is insofar as he appreciates Chachmas Hashem, because he utilizes the Torah that he has, and also insofar as he's related to the Ashgachas Hashem. So the Yana Hashem is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of being under his Ashgacha and spending your time, not with nonsense, but with appreciating Chachmas Hashem. Right? Ah. So therefore, that's why it's, that's the Yana Hashem. That's the Yana Hashem. That's why he has, that's why he has to Chatas. And besides the specific, and I'm saying the specific. And that's why he says first Chatas and every Pashat, because as far as being under the Ashgacha, it would be a chutzpah if you'd come and say, I'm a Pashaya, I want to be under the Ashgacha. Can't do it. Okay. Now, the last Rambam is difficult one. Dalit. Avapi. Avapi shetshuv mechapres ala kol v'atma shil yom kippur mechaper. Two separate mechaperim. Yesha vera shem eskapen m'shaiton v'yesha vera shem eskapen elu l'acha zman. Tetzad. Ovar odom al mitzvah asay she'ein bo koris. V'asa tshuva. Ein azoz misham at shemeichlon loy. That's mitzvah asay, but not the two that have koris. Milan, karpen pesach. Ubeila nemar. Shuvu b'nei shevavim erpe mishuvasecha. Avraham mitzvahs lo sasei she'ein bar koras v'lo mises bezin v'asa tshuva tshuva tela like eight chaza tshuva tela v'yom kippur mechaper. Ube'elu ne'emar ki b'yom hazeh yechaper alecha. Okay. Avraham krisis u'mises bezin v'asa tshuva tshuva yom kippur tamal yisun abon lov gemin like a paro. Lo alam emes kapal lo'i kapar gemurat shevar lov yisurun ube'elu ne'emar fakati v'shev pisham v'v'gon avayinam. Over here the Rambam repeats it again. He doesn't just say the yisurun Tshuva Yom Kippur and Tehillim, the Yisurin Abon Lov Gemin like a Parah. It has a different, then he says, Lo'ayla Me Miskapala, Kapara Gemura, Achi Yavoa Lov Yisurin. Ube'elu Nemar, why does he have to repeat again? Why doesn't he just say, just like he said before, Tshuva Tehillim, the Yom Kippur Machapra. You should say over here, Tshuva Yom Kippur and Tehillim, the Yisurin Abon Lov Machaprin. Interesting thing. He doesn't even say, Gemin Lo'ya Kapara, and then he repeats it again, Lo'ayla Me Miskapala, Kapara Gemura, Achi Yavoa Lov Yisurin. Okay. So you see, yeah, of course, over here he doesn't say, Lo'olam me'im eschapa lo'yad sheyomas. But the guy will definitely die. But Yisurin, he doesn't have to have Yisurin. That's why he says, Lo'olam me'im, by Yisurin, he says, Lo'olam me'im eschapa lo'yad sheyomas Yisurin. It means, let's say, for instance, the guy does tshuva and he dies like that, he doesn't have Yisurin, then he doesn't have a kapar gemara. He must have Yisurin. By Mishi, he doesn't say, Lo'olam me'im eschapa lo'yad sheyomas. Of course, he has to die. I mean, that's obvious, he's going to die. But Yisurin, sometimes he can have Yisurin, he'd be fortunate, and sometimes he cannot be so fortunate and not have the Yisurin. So then he doesn't have a Kapar Gemura. Interesting thing? Okay. So the question is like this. The question is, the real big question here is, of course, it's nice to understand what these things, Yisurin and Misa, how they work. That's number one. But my question is, from Perek Zion, the Rambam Perek Zion. The Rambam Perek Zion says, an event. Perek Zion. Rambam Perek Zayin says that halacha vav dela tshuva shemakareves es ha'odam l'shchina shenema shuv Yisrael ar Hashem l'kecha. Then he says emesh hayezef sonu l'fnei amakar. Emesh means the Rambam said emesh doesn't mean esmail. Esmail means yesterday. Emesh means last night. Last night hayezef sonu l'fnei amakar meshukut meruchut v'se'eva v'hayayim u'ov v'nechmad karav yedid. Right? So you see, so let me understand something. If that's the case, if he's all of a nechmad, kar of yedid, so why does he require yisurin? I mean, all of a nechmad, and he doesn't have yisurin, so then he's not a, all of, what could be a high madrega? Emeshe is a son of a makam. Mishukat some ruchat mesayeva, vayem of kar of a nechmad, all of a yedid, right? It's the highest level, yedid Hashem. So what is yisurin? Well, why doesn't he yisurin for? What is yedid Hashem? What? That's all I can say. I mean, it's hard for me to understand that the Rambam holds that he's really yedid Hashem, and simultaneously, he's chayiv yisurin and misa. That's yedid Hashem. That seems to be a theory to me. Unless you want to say the pshat that the Rambam holds that he's still yedid, but he's still yisurin. That's a hard pshat to me. I mean, yedid Hashem means a karav and nechmad of yedid. It means the man is a completely clean slate. Yesterday was sonny, meshukas v'seiva, and today, so last night it was sonny, meshukas v'seiva. Today he's completely converted. Right? What's what kind of a... I know the Rambam says you need Yisurin, you need Nisa. Okay. Does Yom Kippurim pose a problem or it doesn't pose a problem? Yom Kippurim is like this. He has to have tshuva if it's a lois asay. So he has to have tshuva, and what else? And Yom Kippurim. Tshuva and Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim over here, we said the Rambam Perek Aleph deals with the technicality of the kapara. Technicality of kapara is a different thing. The best example, of course, would be, I'll give you a good example of a technicality of kapara, we have a technical kapara. Let's say, for instance, a person was over a shvur, made a shvur in neder, and he was over, right? And then later he's mata neder. Does he have an avera or not? He's mata neder. Yeah. No. Because Allah is, hataras and dharmas, ikras and neder meikrei. Right. The chacham zekas neder meikrei comes out he never had a neder to begin with. You see, if a person broke his neder, he should still be mata neder. You know, because when the chacham zekas the neder, he's zekas neder from mafreya, so it comes out he never had a neder. So it comes out he never did a ma'aseh avera, mafreya. It's nice, you like that, huh? Right, huh? That's a technical kahar. That means technically, halachically, he did not violate anything. He didn't have b'shas ma'aseh, he didn't have in he had no right to do it b'shas ma'aseh. Yeah, but technically, in the terms of the system, he didn't violate the issue of Loyach El Devaray. Loyach El Devaray wasn't ever. Okay? That's a good example.
Alright?
Of course, philosophically, he's not the Karvan Nachmarav, he did. Yeah, he makes another quick bezin on the side. Yeah, Monkey Purim should be a machaper, even though the guy didn't do tshuva. Because what we're saying is that the Yom Kippurim is the technical machaper. Like the coin tribute on Nasi, that you don't even need tshuva. Yom Kippurim is machaper, even though the guy's not about tshuva. Yeah. He doesn't have the Ma'aseh Aver anymore. But after the guy did tshuva, right? So then what are you going to say? That technically he did tshuva already. What? Avera.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah. Sure, if a guy dies before Yom Kippur, if it comes out that he did tshuva and dies before Yom Kippur, he's still going to get an Einish. You know, what is it speaking about? You know what I mean? All right. Oh. Who cares if he never did the Ma'aseh Aver?
Yeah,
sir. It remains. It's hard to understand. What was it? Remains as far as what? As far as what does it remain? Yeah, he died. He did shoot and died playing Kippur. Now it remains. It's still there, right? Now what is it? What is it? As far as what is concerned, that God's going to punish him for it. How can he punish the tshuva? What is he going to punish him for?
What about the
anti? Just like Lamafreya by Neder. So Yom Kippur removes it. I can understand that. You see. But I can't understand how it should work the other way. That for his benefit, I can understand how it should work. But I can't understand how it should work for his detriment. That doesn't make any sense.
That'll be a question for
question of Chamorris also. Why by Chamorris you acquire a Sarah Mishaleh? If you did Tshuva. You did Tshuva already, so why are you going to Sarah Mishaleh for? Sarah Mishaleh. Because the Sarah Mishleach is brought through the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is a Shleach. But as far as the Yom Kippurim is concerned, it's hard to say. It's only a Chayav Yom Kippur.
The whole break
there. Yeah.
So Sarah Mishleach is exactly like a regular carb.
Regular carb, yeah.
Carb with Machafa.
Yeah. Sarmishlech is like regular carbon. It's chayv in the sarmishlech. Of course, the Kohen Gadol brings it, but it's a shlech of Kfar Yisrael. It's chayv in the sarmishlech. That's the halacha. Halacha says chayv in the sarmishlech. It says not mischaper until he has a sarmishlech. It's like just like no different than a regular carbon. But as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, what are you going to say as far as Yom Kippur is concerned? question is, what does Yisurin HaMisa do? Why does a person need Yisurin HaMisa? Okay? Nei was ready to shove. Tshuva does everything. There's nothing at time of Nei Tshuva. What does he need Yisurin for? Kosh Baruch has to give him Yisurin. Stam give him Yisurin. Misa, why? Okay.
If Yisurin and Misa come before Yom Kippur?
Yes. Gemara says, Afpecha some of these. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shabbos. Aluvin ve'enon olvin. Shoymin cherpason ve'enon meshivin. Okay? They're insulted, embarrassed, and they don't answer back. Right? Ve'enon meshivin. Oysin me'ava, usmechin be'yisurin. Alayin akas ve'emav, v'oyavav k'seis ha'shemesh b'gurashay. Gemara talks about the highest level of a person. So Gemara says, Oysin me'ava, usmechin be'yisurin. Interesting thing. A person, the highest person is happy when he has Yisurin. Happy. Welcomes the Yisurin. Unbelievable thing. Mm-hmm. Question is, why should a person be a Sameach be Yisurin? What kind of a thing is that? Sameach be Yisurin? Why should we Sameach be Yisurin? Right? What? A person is a Chayte or not. If he's not a Chayte, does he bring Yisurin on a guy? That's the whole thing of the Yisurin Shalav. I don't do this. It's everything. Yisurin Shalava doesn't mean he's a Meach B'Yisurin. Yisurin Shalava means that God gives him Yisurin, even though he wasn't a Chayte. That's a different thing altogether. You know, the same word Ava, it's a different thing. Okay. Yisurin, right? So the Pshat is like this. Pshat is like this. That, you see, the thing is that there's two types of, in Chayte there's two things. One thing in chait is that the person harmed himself. Right? The person did something which should harm them. Okay. So he has to do tshuva on that. Right? Okay. But there's another type of, that's the Rambam Perek Zayin. Rambam Perek Zayin is not speaking about the technicalities. Right? Rambam Perek Zayin is speaking about insofar as he is far away from Hashem. A person could be Shemar Torah Mitzvahs and he could still be far away. If he's right there for Acham Mamai, so we'll work out his tithes that they don't interfere. That the tithes mitzvahs don't interfere with the tithes, right? So he's right there for Acham Mamai, right there for Achar Kavod, Tina, Gaiva, all the midas, right? But in Perek Zion, with the Rambam in Perek Zion, but over there he wasn't over a technicality. We said that the Rambam in Perek Aleph is dealing exclusively with the technicality, with violating the technicality, right? Okay. Now, I want to understand, that's the difference between Kreda Matan Torah and Lacha Matan Torah. Kreda Matan Torah, there was no system. So there's only one thing. The person just worked on himself philosophically. Worked on Kino, on Gaiva, Kavit, Dikas HaMomon, all these bad meters. But there was no system. Then Lacha Matan Torah, then there's a system. Now, so therefore, even if a person should violate the system, in a way, let's say a person violates the system, but for him philosophically, it doesn't make any difference. See? Can't say like the Rambam says in the Ma'ariv Ruchim. Can't say every halacha in the Torah is the best thing in every situation for every guy. Can't say that. So in terms of his perfection, maybe at this time eating chava really was a terrible thing. Right? Oh. But the, right? So, but what's the answer? The answer, he's still not allowed to do it. Why? Because he's breaking the system. Now what does really breaking the system mean? Even though philosophically it wouldn't make any difference. If it was Kedem Matan Torah, it wouldn't make any difference. That's why by Yehuda and Tamar over there was Kedem Matan Torah. There was no Maisa Vera. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the isser is breaking the will of God. That's the isser. And since this is the will of God, so therefore he, insofar as he's breaking the will of God, he is a chayte, right? Because this is his will.
Does that affect the
philosophy? No. It does. Right. Okay. All right.
A separate type of thing. Will of God.
That's it. In the other cases, it's because of the actual Avera really is Merachik him from Hashem.
Right.
The nature of the Avera is a Merachik. Over here, it's only a Merachik in the sense that he's breaking his will. Uh-huh. You see?
Oh,
but it's not a Merachik inherently in terms of the, philosophically in terms of his nature.
Yeah, right.
You see? Okay. All right. All right. What does it mean, smechen b'yisurim? And the Gemara says, oisin me'avo, smechen b'yisurim, apparently it's tied together. Smechen b'yisurim means a total surrender to the will of God. That's smechen b'yisurim. Because yisurim means that if a person experiences yisurim, so it means that this is God's will, right? Now, why are they smechen b'yisurin? The answer is why the smechen b'yisurin is for the same reason that they're oisin me'ava. You see? Why? Because the thing is, when can a person really tell? Where do you really see a person's acceptance of God's will? A person's acceptance of God's will is where the will of God goes counter to his emotions. You see? The will of God is in line with his emotions. Everybody is very happy. Right? But when the person experiences Yisurin, then he can really see if he's accepting God's will. You know what I mean? Why are they smechen the Yisurin? They're happy. Well, they're happy when they receive Yisurin, because when they receive the Yisurin, that's when they experience the acceptance of the will of God. You know what I mean? When does a person, if the will of God is, everybody goes, yes, Bashet, it's all Bashet for me to work out this way. Always Bashet good, you know, he should work out the way his emotions want. That's Bashet, that's very nice. That's not really, that's not too much of a level. The real level is when a person sees that everything is going contrary, counter to everything that he wants. Then if he accepts it, then it's an acceptance of the will of God. You know what I mean? So why are they happy when Yisurin come on them? They're very happy because they have the opportunity to really accept God's will. That's why this mechem be Yisurin. You see? Person doesn't have Yisurin, person has everything good, of course he's happy with God's will. Sure. That's the way most people think. Yes, my chef for me, this happened. It all works out for me that I should have this covet of taiva or whatever it is. See? Everybody's very firm when it comes to that. That's not really acceptance of God's will, it's acceptance of his will.
They're like by Kapoor, right?
Yeah. The will of God. That's a small, it's a very low idea of the Ashgacha. The real idea, the real acceptance of the Ashgacha, the real acceptance of his will is when it's counter. Yeah, well, the person has such Avas Hashem that no matter what happens, even if it's the worst torture, the worst suffering, but he's happy to accept it because this all emanates from God. This is his will, and I'm happy to abide by his will. That's when a person can have that's when a person really could be accepting the will of God. That's Eisen Me'ava U'smechen B'Yisurin. This all comes from one source. Whatever it is, it comes from God. And if it comes from God, no matter what, I'm just happy to abide, because this has to be the perfect system. I'm happy to abide by anything that results from God. See? That's Smechen B'Yisurin. Okay?
Alright.
You know, if it's like, oh, I love you, myself. Maybe that's the reason. But you can't say that's definitely the reason. And no one knows what the... You don't know. Ashgachas Hashem is... You know, one of the answers in Eiv, all the tainas that Eiv gave over there, good tainas, powerful tainas, the same tainas that everybody gives at the, when things go bad, you know. So the answer, there were three answers really given to Eiv. One was given by Elihu, and then two were given by God. And one of the answers, the first answer that was given by God is that it's impossible for a person, cannot judge whether something that happens to him is fair or not. Because in order to judge, you have to be able to understand the activities of the person that you're judging. And since, that's what God says to Eve. He says, were you here when I created the world? Do you know how I created this animal? Do you understand how I created the universe? So apparently you can't be a judge of my actions if you don't understand my actions. So that's why the whole idea of a person understanding Ashgacha is ridiculous. You can't understand Ashgacha. You see that, you see Yaakov Avinu was, Vayir Yaakov Moizei Yitzhwan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Ashgacha. That he's gonna have Klal Yisrael, and Israel is gonna be destroyed. Now, Ashgacha, nobody can understand. We don't know Ashgacha. Anyone who thinks of the Stam presumptuous Gaiva, don't understand Ashgacha. So you don't know. You don't really know. Nobody ever knows. Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was to understand the Ashgacha Hashem. How it works? Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Lacham. But we don't understand. Okay. Now, so the his medrash says they didn't understand it fully either. Okay. Now. So let's get back to this. So the thing is like this. Since the Rambam is speaking over here about a breach in the system, that's what the Rambam is speaking about. This whole Perek Aleph is a breach in the system. So where was the breach? Where was the breach? The breach wasn't philosophical, you see. The breach wasn't. That's why the Rambam says, Avral loisasei, Avral asei, loisasei, yesh bekoris, yesh bemesis bezn, you see? Yeah, over here. This has nothing to do with the Perek Zion. Because Perek Zion, the guy didn't even have to do an averus, talking about the person following his bad midas. You see? Following bad midas is inherently richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's completely away from the Derech Hashem. The man's on the wrong track. You see? But over here, even though philosophically, over here, what was the chait? The chait wasn't that philosophically he destroyed himself. The chait was insofar as what's concerned, insofar as the system is concerned. That's why leisasei is one level. Leisasei sheyesh bo karsa mises bezin is another level. Right? It goes according, it doesn't go according to, see, another question I have to ask you is why does it go by asei and leisasei? I mean, that really shouldn't be the measure of the person. Sometimes if a person was over an asei, when it was very easy for him not to be over, right? So it should be a worse einish than if a person was over a leisasei, which was a very hard for him to do. Nevertheless, you see that the formula over here is, no, over here requires yisurin, over here doesn't require yisurin. Why is that so? Because the Rambam is speaking strictly in terms of the system. Since the Rambam is speaking strictly in terms of the system, so it has to do with leisasei means that the system of leisasei is more important, so it's a greater breach in the system. Leisasei shvei karsa mises bezin is a greater breach in the system. It has nothing to do really with his natural philosophical level. Natural philosophical level is Perek Zion. You see? That's a different thing. So over here, what was the chait? What was the crime that the person committed? He committed a crime in terms of acceptance of the system of God. Right? Now, what the Rambam is saying is one thing. When the person commits a crime in terms of the acceptance of the system of God, there's only one way that it can really be mechuper. In certain instances, if it really breaks the system. What's the way? Only where he himself turns around and accepts it. You understand what I mean? That's the only way that he really could, if he actually accepts it. When could he actually accept it? Tshuva is very nice. Tshuva is Taylor. He's sorry, he did it, fine. But still, since the chait was a, if the chait is just that the person has a data midah in him, so he could remove himself from the midah sin, it's a total kapara. That's emesh. Emesh is a sonny lefnei amakam, a shukat some ruchat m'se'eva. The man's involved in all kinds of taivas. He's far distant away from the ways of God. Right? He's far, has no shaykhas to God, because he only has shaykhas to God through his intellect. And here the man's completely involved in his base emotions. But Hayom who all of the Nechmat Karvi did. Now he's left his bad emotions, and the man is totally in the world of Chachma, he's totally in the world of reality. So then he's on a higher status, converted in a few minutes, right? But that's insofar as his natural philosophical state is concerned. But over here we're talking about something else. Over here we're talking about breaking the system. What is breaking the system? Breaking the system is, yeah, he's involved in the Chachmas Hashem, fine. But he broke the system. It means he lacks in one thing. He lacks in the acceptance of God's will. So over there, tshuva is not enough. If a person lacks in the acceptance of God's will, there's only one way that he could change. What's the way? By turning around and totally accepting God's will. When does a person make the turnaround and accept? Only by two things. Yisurin and Misa. You see? By Yisurin, where the person expands, of course, if he's Bayit Yisurin, it wouldn't be good. Yisurin over here doesn't mean that the person has Yisurin, and naturally, he starts cursing at him. Damn, I can't take this. That's not, that Yisurin wouldn't help him. Yisurin means where he's Makabal Yisurin, where he's Makabal the Misa. Like when the person goes out to, when Bezin says a guy's Chayav Misa, and they take him out to die, so he says, Tehei Misasi Kapora L'chola V'Nesai. It means he accepts it. Except that it's God's will, and he wants us to be a kapara. Then he has a kapara, but then the man is totally changed. You see? That's the pshat. That's why the role that Yisurin and Misa play. Because over here, the man has broken the system. And a breach in the system means he failed to accept the will of God. Then the only way he could do it is by reliving through an experience in where the acceptance of the will of God is very difficult for him because it goes against all his emotions. Then if he accepts it, then he has a kapara. That's why this Rambam is really discussing it's all tali. I say, lois I say. It has nothing to do with the person, with the individual, with the conditions, with the circumstances. Circumstances plays a big role. For instance, the Gemara says that by Shaul's daughter, and what was his name again? Hold it. Paltiel ben Loyish, and Michal Bashol, when they lived together in the house, because Shaul HaMelech threw David HaMelech out, and she was living together with Paltiel ben Loyish, so he was living in the same house with her. It's almost impossible. No normal person, average person, would not be able to hold himself back from living with her. But he did. Noara says the highest, one of the biggest tzidkis, is bigger than Bayaz and Rus. See? Under such a circumstance that a person falls through, you understand, he wouldn't be the same as the person doesn't give truma. it's a different, different thing. Over here, he had the choice. He didn't willfully, he neglected the essay. Over there was under tremendous, extreme, pressure from his emotions, right? Then, so therefore, why should he require Yisroel? And then the other guy doesn't require Yisroel? The answer is because the Rambam's not discussing insofar as the philosophical state. The Rambam's discussing insofar as breaking the abstract concept of breaking the will of Hashem. Then it's dependent on Asay, is one level of God's will. Leif Asay is stronger. And Mrs. Beznikar says, no, it's even worse. Because you see that the will of God in that case is stronger. God is not gives Mrs. Beznikar, it means it's more important. Right? So therefore, since he broke, and since the Rambam is speaking strictly in terms of breaking the will of God, you understand? So then the only way, tshuva is not enough. Tshuva is not enough in that. He has to be able to totally accept the acceptance of the will. That's only possible through Yisroel and Mesa. Tshuva alone wouldn't be enough. Okay? The will is only through experiencing it. That's the only way. Nice to accept it. Nice, as much as the person accepts it. Insofar as leaving a bad meat is concerned, that's it. The man completely changes, removed completely from his meat. There's nothing more to it. That's it. That Amishai is the son of Ne'emakam Shuvah. I am Karvan Echam Avidit. You understand? That, he could totally leave. He left this. He's not involved anymore in the world of emotions. The man's involved in the world of Chachma. He don't need anything more. But insofar as the acceptance of the will of God is, that's not so simple. Shuvah alone doesn't do it. There, he has to actually experience. He has to actually accept it. Not so simple. Shuvah, yes, Shuvah, Shuvah, sorry that it, but will he accept it? There's only one way, through experiencing the acceptance. That's not enough if he's involved in the, he removes himself. That's not enough. That's osin me'ava usmeishin b'yisroel. Why is it smeishin b'yisroel? Because that's when the person reaches the highest level of acceptance of the will of God. Only through the experience of yisroel. Why do they have to be smeishin b'yisroel? Why can't they, they're on the highest level. What do they need smeishin b'yisroel for? He's on the highest level, that's it. See? No, he's not on the highest level until he's smeishin b'yisroel. Smechem b'yisurim, the experience of smechem b'yisurim is when he really accepts it. That's part of the process of perfection. The process of perfection demands that he has to experience the yisurim and accept them b'yavah. That's when he gets perfected. Even though he's the biggest tzaddik. The Gemara is talking about oyavav kaseh shemesh b'gurus, the highest tzaddik. But it's only if the experience itself is the perfection. And tshuva alone isn't enough. Just like being a tzaddik alone isn't enough. You see? That's what the Rambam says. That's why he has to have yisurim and he has to have misa. Yisurim and misa. The only one who couldn't answer Yemek of Purim, third man's a problem. But I think, nevertheless, that this is what the chat in the Rambam is. Yes? You can't say that either. You can't say it. It means that the man is sorry for rejecting the will of God. Right? Right? But the total acceptance can only come through the actual experience.
Are you saying in general?
The Rambam over there where he says he's considered the original Kasha, where the Rambam says he's Yedid Hashem, it's not speaking where he broke the will of God. It's speaking, the Rambam's speaking about over there, about his tithes. Kishem shechayev adam loshut. He says he has to be shoved from his bad tithes. Midas rois, minakas, eva, kino, isul, redifus amomoy, kovoy, redifus macholois, yeitzu behen, hakol tzorach lachzu behen b'tshuva. That's where the person can be of an echmat karvi yedid momentarily, if you know, a short while. But over here, the Rambam's speaking about breaking the will of God. Breaking the will of God is only one way. He has to experience Yisroel and Misa. He has to accept it. Yisroel and Misa, he has to accept it. Okay. The difference between Lasachman and Kina. I mean, why every person in the Chinese is not Lasachman?
Yeah.
I think what Lasachman means is a specific form. It means where the guy sees something in the other guy's house and he wants that thing. Wants that thing. If he wants something else like it, then that's not Lasachman. So Lasachman, if he, like, let's say for instance somebody sees somebody else has a nice car. And he wants a nice car too. That's kinnah. That's not lasachmai. Lasachmai is he wants that thing, that object. Okay. Yeah. The end of the Rambam, where he gives the explanation of Yev, he says, that's what he brings down this Maamar Chazal. He says that if you understand, if you really understand Yev well, you really understand what the problems and the solutions given in Yev, he says, then you'll be on the level of Eisim Me'avas Mechem Bisur, he says. Yeah. The highest level, tremendous level. The real, that's why, that's my Rabbi Akiva, right? That the Sarkas, the Sarai, Mr. Basel, he was happy to accept it. He was happy to accept it. It's called Yama Yitzim Star Apostle Exam. Why was it waiting for that time? Because that was the final, that was the ultimate level, the highest level. Total acceptance of God's will. That's B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Vaydecha. That's it. And that's why in Yom Kippur, they say the Asar Arugim Malchus. Yes, Arugim Malchus on Yom Kippur. Apparently there's something in Yom Kippur which has to do with the acceptance of God's will. And that's the solution. Somewhere in there, the solution for why by Lois I say you require Yom Kippur. But it's eluding us. It's eluding us. Okay. Now the question was Yom Kippur. So we have a Rashi in the Kuftes Vavam Aleph. Rashi says, Gemara says, Mutter be, Knivus Yerg is Mutter on Yom Kippur. What is Knivus Yerg? It says, the Shvus, cutting the vegetables. The Shvus, Lavisur, the Raisu, El Drabonin, Vahachem, Shem Agmas Nefesh, they will mount it. What's Agmas Nefesh? Shem Mesakin, the Eina Eichel. He's Mesakin the Meichel and he doesn't eat it. Vare Korov Le'inur. And this is, this gives him pain. Shari. You see? The Dafkim and a Menchel Amayla, only after Menchel. Why? Shehu shoefu metzape le'es achila v'ik agmas nefesh tvei. See? The rest of this. So the question is, what kind of a where do you find Yom Kippur? Allah, you have to suffer. Allah is you have to go torture yourself, put the yarek in front of you, and then you get the desire for it, and then you can't eat it, and you don't find Allah like that. Allah is, that's what Rambam learned this way. Rambam learns that it's mutam ne'e agmas nefesh, dim shah agmas nefesh. Because you should be ready right away after Yom Kippur. So you shouldn't have to wait. It's matir. Rashi learns bedavka because of agmas nefesh. That's why they did it, right? Give you agmas nefesh. Yeah. So I want to say like this: that in Yom Kippur really is the only day in the Torah you find the term inui. Minisim es nafshe sechem. There's no other mitzvah in the Torah that is inui. A lot of people suffer from doing mitzvahs. That's because of their imperfection, but it's not because of the nature of the mitzvahs that are inui, right? So I want to say like this: in Yom Kippur there's a separate kiyum on Yom Kippur of kabbalah sa'inui. You see? The separate halacha on Yom Kippur that he's mekabel the fact that that he has to fast, mekabel the inuim of the timeus. Separate halacha, kabbalah sa'inui. That's why Rashi. That's a separate kiyum Yom Kippur. That's what Rashi says that these do it to make him suffer. Why? Because that's a kiyum of kabbalah sa'inui. It's a kiyum of the kedusha sa'inui of Yom Kippur. You see? And the interesting thing is that the Ram, for instance, holds that you have to mekabel. Everybody holds that this tastes Yom Kippur. The Ram says only by Yom Kippur, not by Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You see? How much like this? But what's the chat? Why? Because it's only Allah and Tainus, according to the Rambam. See? It's only Allah and Inui. So you see, the Allah is that by Inui, Inui the God has been Makabal before. You see? It's a Kim and Kabbalah Sanuayim. Inui requires Kabbalah. Right? Oh. That's another thing too. Why is it on Yom Kippur? They read by Musaf. They read about the Asar of the Malchus. I always wondered about it, you know? Well, what's your question? Yom Kippur is supposed to be Yom of Simcha. Why do they read about the Asar of the Malchus? The answer is because the whole lesson of Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Sainoyim. And that might be the Asar Gemachus was where they own the Kabbalah Rasa Hashem and the Kabbalah Inoyim. You see? So that's the Pshat. That's why Yom Kippur, you know what I mean? That's why Yom Kippur is Machab. One more thing, Yom Kippur. See, Yom Kippur is Simcha also. But the question is, how could be Simcha if there's no Basar Yayin? Right? Right? So the answer is because there's a different Simcha. The Simcha is Kabbalah Sainoyim. That's the Simcha. There's a Chazal, interesting Chazal. Chazal is like this. That's the Simcha. That's the base of Chazal. Chazal say Pechas on base. In Shabbos, the Gemara says, what's the highest level? Osim me'ava smechem b'yisurim. So we ask the Kasha, we say, what's the Pshat smechem b'yisurim? Why should God be happy if Yisurim come on him? The answer is that Kabbalah say Yisurim. That's the Kabbalah's Ratzon Hashem. He's happy because he's happy to abide by that will. When could a guy realize that he's happy to abide by the will? Only when the will goes against his own emotions. See, it's something that's the Kabbalah say Yisurim. So Yom Kippur, so what they said, Yom Kippur has a special kiyum of Kabbalah say Yisurim. Part of the Kedusha Sayyim of Inui. As a Ta'ana Asnaf Shasechem. It's only one time you have it in Torah. As a separate kiyum in the Kedusha Sayyim in the Kabbalah Inui. And that's why Yom Kippur is a Machab.
Is that why
we
read away?
The Simcha Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Ratzon Hashem. Acceptance of His will. That's why it's Vedafka without Achil Shia. It couldn't be done to Achil Shia. Achil Shia is the exact opposite. It's a different Simcha. It's Simcha, but it's a different Simcha. Samshat, I want to say that it's the Simcha that's a Yom Tefillah, there's no eating, you know. So that's the case. So then why Russian also uses Yom Tov? Yeah. What's the difference? The answer is because the Simcha over here is specifically the acceptance of his will at the of suffering. You see, total acceptance of his will, even though he said, even though it suffered. You know what I mean? So then it can't be through Achilus Shia. Yom Tov, you don't have that. See, ordinarily in Yom Tov nature, the Simcha is that he's basic and Torah. You know, it's not a contrast. Then eating is good, because the eating makes the guy feel good. Therefore, he's a better frame of mind. You know. Like on Shabbos. Shabbos called Lashem, but I need going to Shabbos too, because I need is in a situation where he could best live a philosophical life. That's only, that's on Shabbos, a Yom Tov, especially in Simcha, it should be Sameach, they have wave, right?
But over here, this is the fun part. So that's what I said, like the guys who like 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the guys that are already looking, how many more hours we got there? Yeah, we're in the leaders. That's exactly
how this
gets happy. That's right.
Oh, I'm
crying
over here,
that's when Rashi brings in the Agmas Nefesh. That's the time. That's precisely. That's when you have to bring the Agmas Nefesh. We said one more thing that we mentioned, that there's no such thing in Yahadis. See, it says over there that he has to have Yisurim to be Mahapra. So the question is, like you see the Goyim, they went along, they tortured themselves, you know? Why isn't torturing yourself any good? Because torturing yourself is not accepting his will. You don't get yourself, you bring it on yourself. It's only the acceptance of his will, not the suffering that's good, it's the acceptance of his will. That's only if he brings the Yisurim, but if he brings the Yisurim himself, it's nothing. So therefore, since he broke the system, so he has to mechaper through the inui, which is found in the system, and that's in Yom Kippur.
What's the matar of Yom Kippur? What's the matar of Yom Kippur? So the matar of Yom Kippur is Lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem titaru. That the matar of Yom Kippur is that the person stands, is I'm a Lefnei Hashem. Now I say like this. Lefnei Hashem titaru. How does the matar of Lefnei Hashem set itself up? What are the Lefnei Hashems that you have in Yom Kippur? So it's like this. It said that Lefnei Hashem is, well, of course, tshuva is necessary. Without tshuva, there's no Lefnei Hashem, because he's not Shehu Hashem. He has no relationship to God. There's no tshuva. Okay. But the first matar is, so tshuva goes without saying. The first matar is vidui. Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Because by Vidui you say, Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem, Chatos, Yerisha, Prashanti. So Vidui is Lefnei Hashem. The Vidui Yom Kippurim was the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol. And they say that, why do you have 10 Viduyim on, 10 Viduyim, Pikabal it says, why do you have 10 Viduyim on Yom Kippur? Because the Kohen Gadol was Maskir the Shame 10 times. So it says it's not just Stam Remez. But what it means is, what the concept behind it is, that the Haskaras Hashem is the Haskaras Hashem B'Migdash is Matayar. So the Vidui itself, since Vidui is Lefnei Hashem, so it should be the same amount of times as you have the Haskaras Hashem. Because Haskaras Hashem is the Migdash, is Lefnei Hashem. This is when the Om heard, they said, Baruch Hashem Kofos Lomavad was a, it's Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, you have 10 viduim kineged, the 10 shemes shel Hashem of the Kohen Gadol. Because Haskaras Hashem is Lefnei Hashem. Haskaras Hashem is Lefnei Hashem. Okay. You know, especially according to the Rambam and the Maran Vachon, that Haskaras Hashem wasn't Stam Haskara. But Haskaras Hashem means there's a concept of Hashem. So it means that's how's a person Lefnei Hashem when it relates to God through understanding God. Okay. So that's why you have 10 viduim. Because vidui is Lefnei Hashem. Vidu is Lefnei Hashem. Now, all right. The raya that the kaparah of Yom Kippurim takes place through Lefnei Hashem. That's what we're saying. The matar is Lefnei Hashem. That's why by Soyer Mishtaleach, the Gemara says that it's not kaparas damim. Because by Soyer Mishtaleach, there was no shchita. But what was the kaparah? The vidu was the machapra. The vidu itself was the machapra. It's kaparas dvan, the Gemara says, not kaparas damim. So you see that the vidui is tied in with the Lefnei Hashem. Because the vidui is the Mechaper, and the Mechaper is Lefnei Hashem. Okay, so vidui is Lefnei Hashem. That's one thing. That's one way in which a person brings about the situation of Lefnei Hashem is through vidui. Through vidui, he causes the Lefnei Hashem to be realized. Okay? Yes. So you see that the pasuk says that in terms of Lefnei Hashem, kapara and tara are both Lefnei Hashem. Kapara and tara might be two different things. It might be two different. They might branch off into two different things, kapara and tara. But in terms of Lefnei Hashem, they're both the same. So obviously kapara is Lefnei Hashem. Kapara has to be tied to Lefnei Hashem. The fact that the two different things doesn't mean that they're both not. That if one is Lefnei Hashem, the other one is not Lefnei Hashem. Two different things, but they're both Lefnei Hashem. The fact that Lefnei Hashem and Yom Kippur is,
So the first Lifnei Hashem was on the person of his father. The second Lifnei Hashem Yom Kippur is Tfilah. Because on Yom Kippur, it's not, and in Yom Kippur it's not just the halacha that you misspell like every day you misspell. Every day you misspell is a separate halacha. You have to misspell a little b'chol yom. Ram says, Mitzvah Midrashim, misspell b'chol yom. But on Yom Kippur, there's a separate halacha of Tfilah. Because in Yom Kippur, through Tfilah, you're oimed Lifnei Hashem. Because what's the definition of Tfilah? What's the essential definition of Tfilah? That's Lifnei Hashem. It's first Reb Chaim over there. Chaim and Tfilah. That a person, does, even though ordinarily mitzvah saying tzvichas kavana, you don't have to mechaven, but for tefillah you have to mechaven. Without one kavana, pirshim milas tomagrav rami yetzer. But there's another kavana that you must have always in tefillah, otherwise it's not a tefillah at all. And that is that you're oimed lifnei Hashem. That's why the Gemara says you have to stand with your feet together, just like the malachim do. Why? Why do you have to do these things? Because through this maisa, through this action, you become aware of the fact that you're from Hashem. It's like malachim. The Ram says, "Kilo oimid b'shamayim." The Ram says, "It's all halacha that the person should be aware that he's oimid l'fnei Hashem." All those halachas
during the whole tefillah.
As Rav Chaim said, if a person forgets his l'fnei Hashem in the Shemayin Esrei, it's bracha l'vatala. Bracha l'vatala. He has to be constantly. He might not have to know every single word pirush hamilas from Magen Avraham is Yetzer. You know. No, I mean, the basic idea of all the other brachas. But if he doesn't, Tomagra from his Yates. Okay. But the Lifnei Hashem, if he forgets for a minute that it's Lifnei Hashem, then it's not Maaseh Tefillah. See, by Avram, Avram, I didn't know I made Lifnei Hashem by Tefillah when it was misfiled for the five Ayaris. Okay? How long is true that Tefillah is Lifnei Hashem? But over here, the Lifnei Hashem is a separate kiyum in Yom Kippur. Because because Yom Kippurim, the Tahara of Yom Kippurim, the Kapara of Yom Kippurim, the Tahara takes place through Lifnei Hashem. Okay? So therefore, when you misfollow on Yom Kippur, so you create a situation of the Lifnei Hashem, and the Lifnei Hashem is a part of the Kapara of Yom Kippurim. You know what I mean? You understand? Is it clear? No. Okay. In other words, the element, the metire, the kivayem is a yachapar lechem metire from the kochat the seichon fnei Hashem to Torah. So what is the machapar? What's the metire? What is it? It's lefnei Hashem, right? Now how does the lefnei Hashem come about? So there's a few ways that the situation of lefnei Hashem is brought about. One way is through vidui. One way is through vidui, because you see the relationship to the haskaras Hashem. Haskaras Hashem is certainly lefnei Hashem, right? And vidu is, you say the same amount of vidu as you do, like the askaras Hashem. So one way is through vidu. So vidu is lefnei Hashem. A person is misvada, that's when he's in a situation of ayma lefnei ad Hashem. Right? That's one way. Another way of lefnei Hashem is through tefillah. You know what I mean? Tefillah is halacha that whenever a person is mispal, he's always considered lefnei Hashem. Right? Now, therefore, when a person is mispal on Yom Kippurim, so he creates a situation of lefnei Hashem, right? And the Lifnei Hashem is precisely the element that's Mechaper and Yom Kippur. Right? Okay, so therefore, precisely the element that's Mechaper and Mechaper and Yom Kippur. So therefore, the Lifnei Hashem as Tefillah is a key in Yom Kippur. You understand what I mean? Okay? In other words, you understand? The Tefillah is the situation of Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is part of the Kapara Yom Kippur. Tahara Yom Kippur. So therefore, the tefillah in Yom Kippur has a double kiyum. The kiyum of tefillah, every day a higher mispalah, right? But then there's another thing that it does, is it creates the situation which is an integral part of the kedushas hayom of kapara and tahara. So the tefillah on Yom Kippur is part of the kedushas hayom. Right? Okay. Now we said like this. A day of Yom Kippur is a day of Lifnei Hashem. So when a person is followed, creates a situation of Lifnei Hashem, so then the Kedush Sayyam, he fulfills, the Kedush Sayyam is realized through the Lifnei Hashem of Tefillah. Okay? So you have two ways, through Vidui and through Tefillah. Right? Okay. Now he says something very interesting. He got a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. I have a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Lifnei Hashem. Oh, I'm watching the tape. Lifnei Hashem. The Yudzayin on base. Gemara says yes. Ivor ad Hashem al pana vayikra. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, il mole mikra kosev yef shelo imrei. If the pasuk wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't be permitted
to say such a thing. But the pasuk does say it. What does the pasuk say? Vayavar Hashem alpana vayigra. Malameit shenisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur v'hera loy l'moshe seder hatfilah. Amalai calls man she Yisrael choytin yasu l'fonai kaseder hazev ani moichel lahem. Alright? Shem Hashem, Hashem ani ukan sheyechtar ani olach sheyechtar. Okay. Alright? So the understanding of Hashem is Hayavar Hashem alpanov, that Hashem covered his face. Plain shot in the pasuk, Hayavar Hashem alpanov shel Moshe.
Yeah.
But the Gemara says no. It means Hayavar Hashem, Rechon says it means Hayavar Hashem alpanov covered his face, and he read out the Gimel Midos. So he said, Melamech in the Sadeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur. Hakadosh Baruch Hu took a talis kaviyochol, put it over his head like a shliach tzibur, right? And he showed to Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillos and said, whenever my children are chayt, my children sin, you should do this Seder and I will be do what I'm doing now. See? Okay. So, he asked one question. He said, why does the Gemara say, Il mole mikra kasa the efshalayim rei? What does it mean? Il mole mikra kasa the efshalayim rei? I mean, if the pshat is that you can't say that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is misate, okay, so you don't have to pshat. You don't have to say Kadosh Baruch Hu is misatek. All you have to say is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu a figure of a shliach tzibur, mu'ut of the talis, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the form of the menorah. You know what I mean? What's umolim mikra kasa the yeshanah? Why does it say if it wouldn't be for a pasuk, you wouldn't be allowed to say it? What's so terrible? So a Kadosh Baruch Hu is showed Moshe Rabbeinu how you do say it to us. So he showed him what a shatz looks like with the talus off his head, and that's it. Okay? Yeah. What's the chat over there? If Hashem was the shatz, there's no purpose in that. Right? So he said like this. He said like you said, though, but he explains what the halacha, what you derive from this. He said the pshat is that whenever the halacha is that whenever a shatz is oila lefnei ateva and says slichos, he really is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it. You see? That's the pshat. Malameish in esatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the shatz. Now that you can't say, because that's already, if it wouldn't be a pasuk, you're not allowed to say such a thing. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is anthropomorphic. You know what I mean? But the so over here, but the Torah says that there is some concept over there. Torah says so that means that there's some limit over there. What it means exactly, I mean, I have to understand. But halachically, that's the way it is. Halachically, it means that whenever the shatz says slichos, so really it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying slichos, the greinei shel hashatz. Okay. Why could they say that a boss of a dumb is a boss of a dumb is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu himself is a shatz?
But
what
the pasuk
is saying?
Yeah,
that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah, Hashem was showing Moshe Ben what he should do with Dara Dara. So it wasn't something that he did then. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Understand? Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "When Kishabonai Chaitim Masul Lefanai Kaseder Azeh." That time wasn't the shatz. It was a shayinachan, a shatz then. He was a shatz then for, of course, it was, well, that was after the kaparah. But actually the kaparah took place then in Yom Kippur. That was the first kaparah. But it was with Dere Deris also. Asulafonek has Eder Azeh. So it means that in Echame, Hashem was a shatz for that time, for the ego, chet ego that was, right? And then, the Dere Deris, it means it always is that way. So that's what it says. If it wouldn't be for the pasuk, it wouldn't be allowed to say such a thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the shatz. You see? So therefore, he says that from this Gemara, you see that whenever the shatz is mispalel, so really the shatz is a double shliach, he said. The shatz is a shliach of the kohol, but he's also a shliach Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that whenever they do chatayim, asu lefonek haseid ezev, and imarach alahem, right? Actually, shatz is a double shliach. He said Moshe Rabbeinu also was a double shliach. Because first Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach Hashem from the Sneh, right? And he was also a shliach of Klal Yisrael. So the shatz really is a double shliach. But the shatz actually The shatz is a shliach at Hashem, and the shatz is kivayochol b'mokam Hashem. Interesting thing. Interesting thing, huh? It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the shatz. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the shatz and Moshe Rabbeinu was the call. But Bizman Azeh, when a regular shatz goes up, so it goes up in front of the Yamid, so the shatz is really b'mokam Hashem. It's as if Hashem is saying the Yudim Amidas. He's saying b'mokam Hashem. Okay, that's a tremendous chiddush. That's the Yeshalama. Okay. Yeah, it is like this. That's Cliff shutting him off. So he says that's why... That's not how it works. We're talking now from the halakha framework. What it means metaphysically is a different story. Okay. The model of the custody of Yeshalama, right? So you can understand it's something that's very deep metaphysically. I mean, you wouldn't even say it. A person wouldn't even be able to do it. But halakhically, we have a right to utilize the concept. The concept is true. What exactly it means, we don't really have an accurate understanding of it, but halachically we utilize that concept. We're allowed to utilize that concept halachically. Okay. Now it's like this. Slichus is a tefillah, and every tefillah needs a matir. Every tefillah needs a matir. Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, you have the matir, that the Chacham was Mesakin, Abahem Kamen Avin, they were Mesakin, Daniel was Mespal three times a day, and then Ash Mesakin was Mesakin, what the tefillahs are. So for every tefillah, you can't just Mespal Hashem. You have to have a matir. So for Shmoneh Esrei, you have a matir. Where's the matir for Slichus? Slichus is like a new tefillah. Where's the matir? Yes, Gemara. So Slichus is like a separate tefillah altogether. So really, you have four Shmoneh Esreis. Erev Avodah Zarayim and Slichus. Slichus is separate matir of Slichus. Okay, Slichus is a matir what the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu. Is the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu? And the halacha is that the slichus must be done precisely the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, that's why he mentioned one second. That's why he mentioned that that the slichus, the shatz must say the slichus. We always do the way we choose to go through the Gemara and the Gra. He mentioned, he emphasized very much last night that the shatz must say the shat Hashem at Hashem. Not only that, but he said the other tefillahs, the shatz should also say the slichus. Of course, Makaleno and the first Anenu Hashem Anenu Misha Ono, they should listen. Says they want to say it. If they want to say it with him, they want to answer him. They could say it after him. You understand me? But they should listen to the shatz. Say the slichus. Slichus belongs to the shatz. That's what the Gemara says. Malam Eishin Esafek Hashem Bafu Yisrael Tzur. Certainly, Hashem Yigil Midas. I mean, without that, there's nothing. You mentioned that in most shuls, everybody says Hashem. So this is absolutely not slichus. Then it's okay, but the most places they don't. Most places everybody just says Hashem Hashem. Most places that's what they do. Just everybody just has Hashem Hashem. What? No, if you don't have to do more than HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, that's it. Asulafana again. Kaseh Razeh. He says the shatz is really the main. That's the shatz. What is the shliach tzibur? If you're not gonna, let me put it this way. If his shlichus is nothing, so then you're saying it is worthless altogether. No, in certain things you can do that. For instance, it says by Hallel, they do. They say, Hayl Hashem Kitoiv. You're supposed to say, oh, yes. Hayl Hashem Kitoiv Kulam Chaste. So everybody's supposed to answer, Hayl Hashem Kitoiv Kulam Chaste. Right? Okay. Then Yemen Yisrael. Kulam Chaste. Then everybody's supposed to say, Hayl Hashem Kitoiv Kulam Chaste. You're supposed to answer the shots. You're not supposed to say Yemen Yisrael. But the Mishnah brings down that people say it. They say Yemen Yisrael before. Because they're afraid maybe the shatz didn't have in mind, so therefore they'll be missing part of Hallel. Okay, so by Hallel, you can do it. But over here, it'll be worthless to say Hashem Hashem. Why? Because Mamon Afshach. If the Shliach Tzibah is not being made to you, so then you have no right to say Hashem Hashem anyways. There's no shachas. You see? So really, the right way is the shatz should say it. Everybody should listen. That's what we always do it in Yeshiva. Shatz should say it, and everybody should listen. Okay, but he said even more. He said even the other tefillah. So Anen Hashem Anen Mishanu the whole thing. He also shatz should say the whole all those tefillahs. Special tefillahs that brought down the Gemara. So the shatz should say. He also mentioned that about the like a lot of places where they sing in the Chazaras Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So they said it's a very bad thing because it comes out as if they sing V'yes Ayuchal Akol Avdecha. All right, so they miss a little bit of pipe. But everybody sings Machal Kol Chayim. So then it comes out that the tefillah says shatz. The shatz never said mechal kol chayim. Because the shatz was saying it quietly with everybody else, and they never heard the shatz. So it comes out that the whole brach, or the whole musaf, is brach levatol, brach levatol. Because he missed out the Shmoneh Esrei. See? When a lot of schools, they do it the way. It's wrong. The right way is the shatz has to say everything. Everything that's supposed to be part of the tefillah of the chazaras hashatz, the shatz has to say. Otherwise, you have to hear it. You have to hear it. It has to be audible. Okay. Now it's not ikar shmoneh esrei. I'll tell you what, the yeshiva was like this. When I first started, I tried to say all the piyutim, however, I just didn't have the strength. It was impossible. You can't do it. So what I did was, some of the piyutim I let the kohel say, you see, and I didn't say it because the reason is, because it's not really ikar shmoneh esrei anyways. So the kohel says there's nothing wrong with the kohel saying. You know what I mean? So they're saying some piyutim. Yeah, but I mean, it would be awfully difficult to go through every single piyut and have the shots of every piyut about time. I mean, some of the piyut you miss. You can't, you know, the bus of the dawn, you can do whatever you can. You can't do more than that. But the Ikash Manasseh, you can't miss. The main piyut you say, and the Ikash Manasseh. Yeah. Why is there Atifa? Why is the shots Misate? Why is the shots Misate? So he said the shots is Misate precisely for this reason. Because Atifa is, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misate. It says, Vayered Hashem Ba'anon. Vayisiyat Zavim Ha'ishan. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misate Ba'anon? Why? What does it mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misate? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misate? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misate Ba'anon. Vayered Hashem Ba'anon Vayisiyat Zavim Ha'ishan. What does it mean? It means that Tifa represents one thing. It represents Tila Yirani Adam Vachoy. That's the pasuk, right? Because a person cannot, in his state, in this world, cannot really conceive of God. And to attempt to conceive of God when he can't is a very harmful thing. It's a very bad thing because what would happen is he would have the wrong conception. See? So therefore it's not allowed to. That was the Maisuel Velatsile Bene Shala Shalh Yado, Vayechazu Esalakim Vayechlu Vayishtu. Right? That they saw the Sachas Raglov Kamaise Livnas Asapioch Etzma Shalayim Latoa. And the Rambam says that the pasuk is not being meshabeach what they saw, but on the contrary, it was being megana what they saw. Because it means they had some physical concept tied in there with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And therefore, they really were chayav misa. Okay? So that's why Vayera Hashem Ba'onon means the concept of onon symbolizes the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there must be a dividing, it must be something that covers a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't really see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What? That's a hidden from us. Yeshiva say so. Hidden. Okay. Because since Amiras HaShatz is, what is Amiras HaShatz? Amiras HaShatz is as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. So it's like Gilui Shechina. Like Gilui Shechina, you have to have Ita, you have to cover yourself. That's, you can't look. By Ashton Moshe Panov, do you already have it at all of him?
The whole
team is the Makam Shechina. The Shechina is on the Shatz. The Shechina share on the shots, so the shots has to cover itself. So the same thing by Kehav, right? What? Hashem, right? So that means when the shots are saying it, it's as if Hashem is Baruch saying it, right? So it means that it's B'makayim, so that means that his action is tied in with the Kadosh Baruch's action, right? Now if that's the case, so therefore, you can say Kadosh Baruch's action. But if that's the case, it means that's Gilui Shechina. It means it's as if this action is directly related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Gilui Shechina. Gilui Shechina, whenever a person gets close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to cover himself up because he's not allowed to view. He's not allowed to look at the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Right? That's the same reason why everybody knows by Birchas, by Kehanim also, that the Kehanim have Ituf. Why do Kehanim have Ituf? That's why not allowed to look at the hands of the Kahanim, the Migdash, I mean, the Migdash, it's the Ashkina Shera, Bain Yedehan. So the Afri Bain there. So therefore, you're not allowed to. Why aren't you allowed to look at the Shekhinah? What's the reason? The idea is that a person can't really understand. Of course, looking is symbolic for understanding. You can't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, you can't. It requires a Atifa. So therefore, that's why the Kahanim, why do the Kahanim require Atifa? Because by the Kahanim is the same thing. It's also Gilui Shechina by Kahanim. Why is by Kahanim halachically Gilui Shechina? Because the thing is like this. It says, the Rambam says, how could it, don't ask a question, he says, how could this Kainan Amoritz be Mevarach HaTalmud Chacham? Right? This is impossible. It doesn't make any sense. There's no kasha. Why? Because the Pasuk says, the Samo Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'ani Yavarach. So the Kayan isn't really the Mevarach. Ain't a bracha talui el Hashem. Nothing in Kali Yisrael is nothing. Things, the only bracha is Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing thing is the Stam Brachas. Only one Mevarach. Avarach is my Yisrael, Hashem is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. No other Mevarach. So therefore, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you do the mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim, and the Kehanim say the bracha, then v'ani avarachem. Not impossible. Some shemanez v'ani avarachem. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is the mefarech. The Kayan does the Maisa mitzvah of Amira. Of Amira's psukim, the Amira's bracha. But the actual mevarech, then when they finish, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevarech. Ani avarachem. It's not the Kayan, it's not a mevarech. The Kehanim require Atifa. Why do the Kehanim require Atifa B'Shas? They mevarech the Kehol? Because since it's Va'ani avarachem, Va'ani avarachem is Gilui Shechina.
Gilui Shechina requires Atifa.
That why the Rambam says that when a person goes from a Kabbal Shabbos, so the Rambam says that the Hasidim HaRishonim, they used to be Mis'ate the Tzitzis, and they say Boyu Likras Shabbos HaMelech. Remember, I think we did one of the Rambam. So what's the meaning of Atifa? What is that? Remember? Because the Atifa really comes from Tefillah. Why is a person Mis'ate by Tefillah? Because it's Omer L'fnei Hashem, and Kabbalah Shabbos is Kabbalah L'fnei Hashem. Okay. So Atifa is always, Atifa, the concept of Atifa is the Isser Histakwas. That's the concept of Atifa. It's an Isser Histakwas Bashem. That's why you must have it. Okay? How is Atifa? Actually, in Yarmulke, is that what you want to ask, John?
What?
What do you want to
ask?
Yes, I'm just saying right now. The reason is, the Rambam says that you're supposed to be misate. Genayu le talmidei chacham sheispalu b'layita. Right? Because why? Because the halach is, whenever you're misfalu, the definition of tefillah is lefnei Hashem. So if you're lefnei Hashem, you have to cover yourself. Because it's an issur stakless from Makai. What? Okay, I want to understand. By tefillah, there's a difference between tefillah and between shots over here. There's a difference. It's the same concept, but it's not exactly the same. Because, for instance, by tefillah, if he's not misate, if it's not makev, and it's not by tefillah. It's gnai to Rambam. The right way is misate. To wear a hat. That's what the whole thing of wearing a hat. But the, but over there, that's also a type of gilui shechina. But the shots is an actual, the shots is a more direct form of gilui shechina than by lefnei Hashem. And it's a little bit different, but it has its common ground. You understand what I mean? By the shots, it's an actual direct gilui shechina. See, that's why the shots has to be misate.
That's why it's not the
but the kohol listens.
Kohol.
Himself, because the shots covers himself because he's right now there's gilui shechina. See? See, he covers himself because this act is an act which involves directly a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That symbolizes Gilui Shechina. He has to cover himself.
Is that
Maki? What? I'd say that the essential and Slichus. Malamish is definitely missing. I don't know if he wouldn't be it at all, but I would say he's missing the essence of Slichus. Malamish is after Kodesh Baruch Hu. Apparently that's the essence. That's what I told somebody who was going to put on the Misatif. Razna was really around. Right? Yeah. That's what. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Okay.
What?
So that's Gilui Shechina. So you have to cover yourself up. That's why the Shatz has to cover himself, and that's why the Kohanim have to cover themselves. Right. But then there's by Tefillah also. Over there, it's not Gilui Shechina by Tefillah, but it's Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, it's proper always Lefnei Hashem to cover yourself that's not a Makeh. It's not a Makeh.
The
Rambam says it's Ginayil Tamei Rechamim. It's not right. But it doesn't say it's Makeh. Over here, it's essential. Why? Because over here it's direct Gilui Shechina. It's a different thing. You see? But it's all involved in the same. What's the whole concept of Lefnei Hashem? What's the concept? The concept is that this is the way Yad has formulated philosophically the concept of a person's relationship to God in terms of knowledge, that a person has to know that he cannot possibly kilui rani on a machoy, even Moshe Rabbeinu can't really understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's important that this concept should be known. So therefore, the halacha takes this concept, And gives it a form. You see, the person has to be misate in recognition. He has to be aware of the fact that he's gilui shechina. He doesn't have any. He has no right to mistakel. If mistakel now, he'll destroy himself. You see, that's formulated halachically. Right. You give the person that idea.
Right.
You see, you have the idea, right? Okay, that's.
Cast on the year is like the rest of us. May Hashem, not like the shots and slechas.
The call is not just the kahanim of varch, and the call is nothing. The call has to be Shemaya, and has to be Omeid Kimayi Betrila. That's the law. Because the bracha takes place with the call, panam al panam to the call of the kayan. It's all one thing. So therefore, that's why it's supposed to be Ain of Lamata, like by Tila.
Right.
You can't compare and you can't make analogies between the different ways. You know what I mean? Oh, there's a separate halacha that between the hands. So that's why the call can't look between the hands. But here, by the shots, is no halacha that there's any specific yilushina on this. It's just the halacha is in general, just like the kahanim themselves have to cover themselves. Why? Because they're involved in a ma'aseh that involves a kaddish baruch of ani avarachim. Is when they finish the bracha, and kaddish baruch is mevarach. That means that their ma'aseh is related to a kaddish baruch's ma'aseh. So therefore, they're in a situation of yilushina. They have to cover themselves up, and this is stockless. See? You understand what I mean? The shots, that's why the shots have to cover them. That's a separate thing. It involves a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so therefore the Gilish Kin relates to him, so he has to cover himself up. But over there, the only reason why he mentioned the fact that between the hands of the Kahanim, that you're not allowed to look, because that shows you that the Berchas Kahanim is Gilish Kin. Otherwise, what's the idea between the hands of the, you're not allowed to look? Because it means, Vani Avarachay means, that Kaddish Baruch Hu is directly involved in the bracha of the Berchas Kahanim, the kind of enunciate and formulate say the bracha, but the Mevarach is a Kaddish Baruch Hu, so they're directly involved in his action. So that's, and you see to what extent, because you see the halacha that they now look between the hands of the Migdash.
That's
Shechina. So the Berchas Kahanim is brought about through the Kahanim and the Kol. It's not just the halacha, the Kol is passive, doesn't do anything. Kol actively partakes in the bracha. Has to be punim upon him, and have to be shemeh, it has to be like Aimei Betfilas, Aineim Lamata.
What about the other
thing? You know what I mean? It doesn't mean over there that for a Talmud Chacham you require a tifa, and for another person you don't. It means that everybody requires a tifa. Everybody's bal, but it's such an important thing that there was a Gnai for the Talmud Chacham. Of course, for Namar, it wasn't a Gnai because he didn't know what was right from what was wrong. None of him wasn't embarrassed. But in Ram showing you the importance by telling you that it's a Gnai for the Talmud Chacham. Not Allah, a special Talmud Chacham. You know what I mean?
Ready?
Yudusha also, I know that somebody asked me also, why by Davish Yudusha you have to cut yourself? The Rav holds also right, that they need a tefillah. The reason is, because really Davish Yudusha is derived from the Kaddish from the Shira Samalacha.
Right.
And Kaddish Mahalom Hashem Shem Yudusha Vishmei Marim. Right? So Vishmei Marim is also Lifnei Hashem. That's why. So Davish Magdush is also Lifnei Hashem. That's why by Davish Magdush you require a tefillah.
What is that?
What?
What's that?
Kaddish, Yehesh Mei Rabbah, Davish Magdush. Anything that requires a sarah.
Yeah. What would you say?
I mean, that's the reason. That's why I say, no, I heard from the Rav many times. That the Davish Magdush you have to tell him. That's the Davish Fashi you have to tell him. Because it's Shir Sam Alachim. It's not a Rosh Magula. That's it. I want to understand something. I mean, it should be clear that the halacha, there's big barriers, big lines between halacha and between philosophy. Of course, the underlying concepts that of the halacha that we're discussing are very deep metaphysical concepts. It has to do with a person's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't have to do with his seeing. You can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a physical thing, right? So therefore, it has nothing to do with it. But the concept is chazal through the halacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then and the way Chazal explained the different things is show a person what to do halachically to reflect the ultimate philosophical concept. Because a person is physical. A person looks at seeing as understanding, as knowing. Even though it's not really true. Real knowledge is still has nothing to do with sight. But since in this world that's the way knowledge comes from the senses in this world. Knowledge is tied to the senses to a degree, you see. So therefore the halacha is formulated in terms of plain terms that a person should have be aware of the concept. The concept is a metaphysical one. That has nothing to do with sight. But the halacha is formulated so that a person should have a knowledge of what the, at least the direction towards the concept. You know what I mean? That's the purpose of halacha, to make a person aware of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of the way he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though he doesn't know exactly, precisely, that it could take a person 100 years to even find out something about it, about the relationship. But at least Allah gives him a direction, knows where it's at, which direction it is. You know what I mean? That's the purpose of Allah. Okay. First of all, Hashem is what?
Vido.
Second one is? And the third one? The third one is Slichus. Third one is Slichus. But that's also Fnei Hashem. Okay? All right. Sure. That's why in the Yeshiva Winay, the Rav mentioned many years ago, but it was brought down, if you check through the old Machzerim, there was always Slichus in every single tefillah. The reason is, that's the reason. Because Slichas Lufnei Hashem, that's an essential part of the Shulah Slichas. But they were every Yom Kippur, there should be Slichas. But what happened is, for some reason, unfortunately, they stripped it out of the Mahzerim, the later Mahzerim. If you look at the old Mahzerim, you'll see it says, Kanarim Slichas. You know, but it says it in small little print. So nobody says it, everybody just passes over. Well, maybe some people say Kanarim Slichas. Rav Amram. You go through Rav Amram going to the, you go through the old Shidduchim, you see they always had Shlichas. Rav Amram going to the, you say it 6 or 7 times in every Tfilah.
How many?
6 or 7 times.
Isn't Tfilah itself a
Tfilah
with
Mayashem? What? Isn't Tfilah? The reason is, yes, why have to have the Shlichas in every single Tfilah? Why the old Shidduchim say the Shlichas in every Tfilah? Apparently when Chazal were Mesakim, the Tfilahs, they were Mesakim that the Lefnei Hashem of Tfilah should be tied in with the Lefnei Hashem of the Shatz. The two Lefnei Hashem should be tied in. Should be tied in together. See? Time again. That's why every three you have to have. That's the Torah of Nehra Shem. That's right. Okay? And you also be tied into Torah. Hashem the Bagana is on the Shatz and Vidya of the Yachid. All tied in. All the Nehra Shem are tied in all together. Right? I'm in Sanhedrin. You got around in Sanhedrin over there. Harrison should be Mu'utif when he's. When Birkas Levana, because the Gemara said Birkas Levana is Mekabel Pnei Hashkina. That definitely is right. That person should be Me'utah. Not only that, but that's why they need to say it Matzoy Shabbos. Why do they need to say it Matzoy Shabbos? Because not only Ituf, but a person should be dressed nicely. I mean, there's a kiyum. Let's say a person Mekabel, a person says Birkas Levana in the middle of the week. There would be a kiyum if you go in and get dressed up in a suit, you know, walk out and, that's why now let's say under the gag, you have to walk out. Kabbalah Pnei Hashkina. It's Kabbalah Pnei Hashkina. Definitely that bracha definitely requires ether.
Also on
the Rambam is in Perek Gimel from Hilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Zion. Kol Bezn Shel Yisrael Shehu Hagun Shchina Imayim. Lefikach Tzrichim Hadayonim Leishev Be'ema V'yira V'atifa V'kevid Reish V'asal Hakol Reish Every bezin that's hagun, shchina imoyim. See, the Rambam says openly. What's the law whenever you have shchina? You require a tifa. That's the Allah. Allah is that the, that is, Kodesh Baruch Hu is, Nitzel Vadas Yel, Kavakim Yishpay. See that every bezin is Gilishkin by every bezin. It's a Ram Sayyid Atifa. See, Atifa is required when? Gilishkina requires Atifa. So you have Gilishkina by bezin, you have Gilishkina by Kayhanim, you have Gilishkina by Shatz. Okay? Alright. The Rav said that there's a halacha like this. The halacha is brought down the Ramah. The halacha is, that the that when the shatz is misfollowed on Yom Kippurim, you should have two people, one on the right side and one on the left side. And we said, let's do it. That's the way you should really do it. Yeah. You did it last year? Oh, okay. Let me do it. So that's what the Ramah says. Why? They learn that from a pasuk. Pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed by a Amalek, so Aaron v'chur tamchu yadav mizeechad. Right? So you see that you need two other people. Each one, you need another person. One Mimine, one Mismailai, to help the shots. Okay? And that's why he says that even though the Magen Avraham brings down that we don't do it, that we're not allowed to do it, the rest of it is followed by many Gedolei Yisrael that insisted that it's, that's the way it should be done. That's the right way. Because it's learned from Pasuk. Learned from Pasuk. Arav HaKhaz. Because what is three? Three is a bezin. And by a bezin you have what? By a bezin you have Yilushvina. So it's another Lefnei Hashem. Because the halacha used every possible way of bringing about the awareness of Lefnei Hashem, instituting halachically formulating the situation of Lefnei Hashem. Because that's the whole matar of Yom Kippurim. That's why you should have one on each side. Why could sleep together and make a bezin? And what does Rambam say? Kol bezin hagun. Shina imam, famous atfim, Yeshim Ratifa, right? So, come out, you're right. Comes out that the Santa, please, quiet.
Whoa.
So he says that that's why you have one on the right, one on the left, because together they comprise the Bezen. Bezen Shkira Shari, Shkina Shari Mar. Okay. Came into a Bezen. Because just because two people are standing around, hanging around, doesn't make them to a Bezen. Otherwise, you'd have the butt of dinner wherever you go. Think you would. But the best one, another best one. It's always been muta. So, he says, the Bezdin is only when Bezdin paskins. That's the halacha, when Bezdin paskins. Right? When Bezdin paskins. Where's the psak of this Bezdin? So the answer is the psak is here in the sitter. Just like this. When you start off before the Kol Nidre, you say like this. The yeshiva, this sitter says, the yeshiva shalmailo, the yeshiva shalmata. The Rav has the other way. He says, best way the other way. The yeshiva shalmata, or the yeshiva shalmailo. See? Aldasa mokan of aldasa kolo atkol onu matirin lispalel imo avayonim. What is this? Nice tune. The yeshiva shalmailo. What does it mean? What does it mean? What's the chat? He says, that's why you have to have three. Why do you have to have one on, you have to have three, one on the right. We're only knowing for Kol Nidre to have three. Many places. And not knowing like the Ramah says. The Rav says the best way is to know with Ramah. All the Yontif have three. But the reason, why do you have to have three? Because you need a Bezdin. And what is the Bezdin Paskin? The Bezdin has to Paskin, right? So what is the Bezdin Paskin? That is the Matir to be Mispal with the Avayonim. Who are the Avayonim? What does it mean Avayonim? Avayonim doesn't mean Mechalei Shabbos. Avayonim means people who are over Takonas HaTzibor. Because the Tzibor, they used to make many Takonas. And a lot of people, of course, didn't lift all Takonas HaTzibor. So they were Matir to Mispal. They were Matir to Mispal with the Avayonim, the people who were over on Takonas HaTzibor. So that's the Psak. They gave a Psak. They were Matir, they gave a Psak. They functioned as a Bezin. Now they're a Bezin. Okay?
For how long?
Same thing. Yeah. For how long? What's the answer? For how long? For as long as the heter applies, which is all Yom Kippur. The heter is the Matir Mispal with the Avon with the Vayanim all Yom Kippur. So as long as the heter applies, so they're still a Bezdin.
That's why it's
the first two. Matir Mispal all Yom Kippur. So all Yom Kippur they have a dinner with Bezdin.
That's why it's the first two.
That's all. How are they Matir? How are they matir? Hold on a second, see what happens. How are they matir? They're matir through Kol Nidre. Because what is Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is Hataras Nedarim, right? That's another function of the Bezdin. Hataras Nedarim. The Bezdin is matir neder. That's another function of the Bezdin. Now, the Bezdin is matir neder, but they're matir nidui also. Because it says, Vacharome. Charomim is nidui. You see? Okay? Nidui means if anybody violates Takanas HaKohol, he's in Cherem. So the Bezdin, so how are they Matir to be Mispal with the Avayonim? By being Matir, then they're Matir through Kol Nidre. They're Matir the Cherem from the person. Otherwise, you can't go near him in the Zalat Amis. You see? All year long, they didn't do this. Why? Because all year long, he couldn't go to Zalat Amis. But in Yom Kippur, in order that he should be able to have the Kiyam of Tshuva and Kapara, Mechila and Slicha, they were Matir than Nidui, so that he could be Mispal together with the rest of the Kohl. Okay? Did that answer your question? Right?
Exactly the same. So we Matir to Yom Kippur, and then afterward he goes back?
Yeah, Matir is Nidui, in order that he should Mispal with the Tibor. You see? Matir and Mispal him Avayonim and Kol Nidre. Because in the Kol Nidre, he's Matir the Cherem from the guy. You see? That's how he's Matir.
But okay. There's no guy here, really.
Probably, even without the... Bezdin shall matter. That's what it says. Be yeshiva shall matter. Who be yeshiva shall mylaw. Al dasa mokav al dasa kol. All the terms followed by him. Why? Because the bezdin shall mylaw agrees with the bezdin shall matter. See, that's the way the halacha works. The bezdin shall matter gives a psak, and bezdin shall mylaw agrees. That's always the way by bezdin. Because even though the halacha, even though, let's say for instance, the bezdin shall matter made a mistake. They're only human, right? The person make a mistake. They made a mistake. What's the halacha? Allah is their right. Allah is right. That's right. Allah is their right. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim to the Bezdin Shamat. As long as it's a Bezdin Hogun, Bezdin does everything properly. And they go through the halachas as much as they can, as far as their minds can understand. And they paskin, even if they paskin wrong. The Allah is, that's Kodesh Baruch Hu is maskim. That's what it means. The yeshiva Shamato, the yeshiva Shamaila. Anamatir and Aldasim and Aldasakol. Anamatir and Spalman Varyan. Why? Because the yeshiva Shamaila is masking to the yeshiva shalmata, because that's the way halacha works. Right? Nice, huh?
Shamayla. The reason why I said the Yeshiva Shamayla is because the Yeshiva Shamayla agrees with the Yeshiva Shamata, so that's the Halacha of Shechina Imam. That's the Halacha of Shechina Imam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Besen. Right? What they're saying actually is that this Besen really is bringing Ashra Shechina. That's what they're saying. This Besen brings Ashra Shechina. Has to bring Ashra Shechina. Yeshiva Shamata Paskins. Yeshiva Shamayla agrees. It's Ashra Shechina. That's it. It's the Nislach L'chol Adas. The Nislach L'chol Adas B'nei Yisrael V'lager Hagar B'Seicham Ki L'chol Ha'am B'Shgaga. Now, what do you find unusual in this pasuk? The found in this pasuk. Nislach L'chol. No, Hagar B'Seicham. Yisrael V'lager Hagar B'Seicham L'chol Ha'am B'Shgaga. There is a change of a word here from adas to am. The nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager gav b'sechem ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga. See? What's the difference? Why does it change? It could say the other way. The nislach l'chol am b'nei l'chol am Yisrael v'lager gav b'sechem ki l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael b'shgaga. No, that way would be ridiculous. You see, it doesn't fit in right. What's the job? Why?
It's just Am and Klippa.
Wow! No! It's between Adar and between Am. The term Adar and the term Am are two different terms. The term Am symbolizes a lower form of a sociological group. Am. The Gra says Am comes from in. With. They're all together. People are together. That's Am. So any group that's together, that emotionally shares something together, that's already an Am. An emotional level. People share emotions together, they want to be together, that's a low level. Adar is a higher level. Adar is a higher level. What does the word Adar come from, really? The word Adar comes from Vad. The Vad. Vad means a Vad that gets together for Adar. For Adar. You see? It shows the element of Chachmah is there. That's Adar. That's why by the Maraglim, Admashai le'edo haro'o hazeh. Why? Because they all got together. Atas Maraglim. Atas Maraglim. You see? That's where a person uses intellect. That's already a higher level of getting together. There's emotional getting together, that's Am. See? But there's intellectual getting together, that's Adar already. That's a higher level. That's man. That's Adam. See? Chabashik means is like this. That's why by Moshe Ben, it says, Kishiches lechre, Kishiches amcha. Amcha, I'm going low, low, some emotions, some emotional people, that's what it is, with the eagle. Interpret the pasuk. Has got the nishlach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager go b'sochem ki l'chol ha'am b'shgara. What is it? Explain it. What does it mean? What does it mean? That is that really, if the person is a bal seichel and it was edor, so then there's no kapara, because admosay la'edor ro'azayt, right? He bodlo mitecha edor ro'azeh. So edor means that they used their intellect, they got together with their intellect and they used it. And then they use it wrongly. That's the end of it. That's it. You know, the end of the line already. See? So there's no hope anymore. That means that his intellect is corrupted and he's completely distorted. That's it. Finished. That's Adar Raza. So then there's no kapara. That's impossible. When can kapara take place? Kapara can take place if they still didn't. They're just on the level of Am. They don't know what they're doing. Just emotions. They don't know what they're doing. See? Am, there's hope. Now they're emotional, but they develop, they'll develop their intellect, they'll see things, they'll understand, then they will, they still have the Tzelem Lekim, it's not distorted yet, they just didn't reach the level. See, when they reach the level, they utilize their intellect, then they'll be in a high madrega. But right now, they're on this low level. See? If they reach the level, if a person uses intellect already, his intellect is corrupted, then he's finished, that's it. See? But if he didn't have a chance to use it yet, because he's not on that level yet, so then, there's still hope. That's what it means. The Nishlach HaChol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Because really, they're really on the level of Am. They're not on the level of Adar. You see, that's what it means. Chayim Diram, that's what it means. It means that in terms of the chait, they really aren't on the level. That's the shot. So just like you take when now actually the roughs are like this, that this is also part of the psak of Bezdin. That Bezdin paskins mishpat, paskin on slicha and kapara, you also need psak. Because there's slicha and kapara b'teras chesed, chesed Hashem, mata kape chesed, the Gemara says rav chesed, he gives slicha and kapara. But he says that type of slicha and kapara is a shnura slicha and kapara. He says the real slicha and kapara that a person should look for is the slicha and kapara through mishpat. He says the tzadkinu ba mishpat hamelach hamishpat. Rav dar Hashem and hamishpat. Right? So the real slicha and kapara should be through mishpat. Mishpat, of course, requires what? Requires bezin. So he says that's the pshat. That's why the bezin shomata over here is done. Klal Yisrael, and they say that we're changing the zedonos, the mezid, we're changing to shgagos. How do you change the zedonos to shgagos? Can't you say no? Because they paskin that the reason why they were over is because they're an am. Because they don't really understand. They're an A, it's true, they're an A, they regard certain things. But regard Taveris, they're an Am. Yilachola Om Bishgaga. Regard Taveris, they're all Am. Okay? That's right. Baal with the Avayonim, the Matar the Nidui, Matar in the Dorim. So they function as a Bezin. And the last psak of the Bezin is the Bezin Shalmata Paskins that they are considered Shagigin. And hopefully the Bezin Shalmata agrees. Yamar Hashem Salachti Kidvaracha. Okay. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, he paskim slachna lavana was a good chasecha. Hashem says something to Hashem, and he was Shem Nemach. Vayyim al Hashem shalachti kibrach. The reason why, if a person has emotional problems, he's on an emotional level, so the mind is still pure. So he could show him with his mind. Say, one second, what are you doing? Does this make sense? You're ruining your life. He sees it, changes. His whole life.
I can't separate his intellect.
This only serve is only in service. That's really a behemah. Once I mentioned a behemah is where the intellect is in the service of the instincts. An animal also has intelligence. They make a lot of experiments that show that animals have intelligence, but the intelligence of the animal is only used by the instinct. It never uses intelligence per se. An animal doesn't sit back and contemplate. Let's see, what am I doing with my life, or what's going to be in the future? Now, he contemplates that there's a banana on a tree, and he has to get it, so I'll sit down and the intellect starts working, his mind. I don't know if I call it intellect, but some type of intellectual performance, you see? The reason is because it's totally under the domination of the instinct. But man is different. Man can contemplate freely. That's why man is so unhappy. He can contemplate, he knows he's going to die, he knows he has to worry about tomorrow, because his mind works not, that's against the instincts, really. Because it's pain, but the mind works freely. That's the difference between man and a behemoth. Not only the quantity and the type of intellect that an animal has, conceptual intellect, different is man has conceptual, animal doesn't. But also in the way it functions, functionally, man is differentiated from the behemoth. But once in man, the intellect is only in the service of the emotions, of his instincts, then there's no hope for him anymore. Then he's finished. That's a daskara. Leish from Moshe Leib, he can't talk. What are you talking about? Can't. There's no way to reach him anymore. The intellect is distorted. But if he's just, his emotions are confused, but his intellect is really pure, but he doesn't have the right relationship now. If you show him now why he's making a mistake, he'll see it. So his intellect is free. Then he's still in the level of Adam. Then you can talk to him. That's what Cholam Bishgaga. So the Bezin, what?
What?
So now you can't say we're good. You have to say, what? Bezin Shalmata now. When the Bezin paskins, after Kol Nidre, they give the psak, they give one more psak. They give a psak on the Am, that the Am really doesn't deserve to be destroyed. Because they say that the reason why people aren't keeping the Torah, they're not doing the right thing. They're not keeping the Torah. The reason why they're not keeping the Torah is with paskin. They're not keeping the Torah because they don't know, not because they're hopelessly distorted.
Oh, really?
Why am I not dasking? What they're saying is it's a conversion. They're saying this Eidah is not really an Eidah. You think it's an Eidah, it really is an Am. That's what they're saying. The Eidahs, they're converting Eidah to Am. And with the conversion of Eidah to Am, they convert Zod into Shgaga. The conversion process, that's what they're saying. They're saying they're not an Eidah. Eidah is what they're not. It's a negation. They're not an Eidah, they're an Am. That's what they're saying. What? No more. What the heck is this thing that he is?
What if he isn't?
He's a spalt HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he said that you shouldn't destroy them. Why? Because they really don't know. That's what he was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They are. That's what he's saying, what they are. Well, you have a right to be misbal Hashem, that he should have Rachmanis on the cloud because of the fact that he should judge them this way because of the fact that they're Amaratzim. That's what we're saying. That's what the Bezdin says. Okay. Vayam Hashem, and that's what says Vayam Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, that Moshe Rabbeinu passed. It means that when Moshe Rabbeinu, what he's saying is like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it wasn't just a tefillah. It wasn't just the teres tefillah. He was mispalel the teres dayan. He was a dayan. So he judged Klal Yisrael. He passed it this way. And then the tefillah was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekabalist Psak. And we do the same thing. That's what we do the same thing. Okay. By the way, Odom has to be Noye. He was down the Klal. He said the Klal is really a bunch of... people who don't know what they're doing, an Am, Shgoga, and then he paskin at the Shaykin, and then with the Spala Karsh Baruch Hu, he should accept the Pesach. That's, we do the same thing. That's the Tzuras of Tzuras of Moshe Rabbeinu that we derive. That's the way it is. Okay. That's why by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was misfollowed by Amalek, you had Aaron Vachur also. Why? Because they were acted as a best. First after paskin, you can't just come to misfollow Hashem. Oh, misfollow some of the Karsh Baruch Hu. Why? First, they paskin that they weren't chayav kliya, from a malik, see? And then the tefillah is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept the psak of the bezin that they paskin, just like another bezin. That's the fun. I have a kashis, I have bezin, the bezin, didn't take a survey. That's the lach of tefillah. You work and have kashis, a lot of kashis.
Okay.
Let's understand what the Seder Dvarim is, what's going on here. How it works in reality. I have a lot of cash that works. A lot of things I don't understand about tefillah. Be another one. Yeah. Why is to humble yourself before the true idea. There are a lot of cash. A lot of things I don't understand. 5 years from now, maybe I'll understand it. But meantime, know exactly what it is. This is the way it is. Okay? All right. Ready? Shechiyano comes in right after that. Why the next thing is Shechiyano? Because once Bezin, Pashkin, Slichon, Kapara, and Mechila, then it becomes Yom Kippurim. Then you can say Shechiyano. That's the essence of the Grisha Yom, Slichon, Kapar, Mechila. Slichon, Kapar. So then you say, Shechi Yonah, Vikim, Mona, Vigam, Lazmanazah. That's the whole Seder. Beautiful? At least now you'll understand what's going on by Kol Nidre, right? You're interested in terms of the Holocaust. He did mention that he said that the Eda sometimes functions as Eda, sometimes functions as Am. Eda is the highest level, and Am is the lowest level, the Shechas Amcha. He says that he mentions so far as the he said I'm not excluding myself. He says I myself hold that I was wrong, and so far as by the Holocaust, he says the way Jews acted at that time, that it was wrong. They didn't the way they didn't protest. He says they accepted everything FDR said, you know, and they didn't question him. They're like, what's Taras Moshe? He says they were wrong. He says what could we have done? He says I should have screamed. He says I should have shouted that alone. You know, should have done something. So he says he held them made a mistake. Okay, he said that was an example of a terrorist. In Eretz Yisrael today, he says they're acting correctly. He's not saying that everything they're doing in Eretz Yisrael is right, but they're acting based.
He said the American community, the Jewish
community. No, with Eretz Yisrael too, mentioned the Begin. That's already a terrorist Ada. Okay. It has nothing to do with this. That's Yilui Shina. To add another Mithnei Hashem. So in the Tefillah. So the Tefillah really has. How many Mithnei Hashems does the Tefillah have?
Four.
One Mithnei Hashem is the Vidui in the Tefillah. The Tefillah itself is Mithnei Hashem. What else is Mithnei Hashem? Slich is Mithnei Hashem. And the Bezin is Mithnei Hashem. So it's the whole Yom Kippur centers around the Tefillah. And around the Tefillah, Yom Kippur, what's the essence of is Mithnei Hashem? So that's why you have four Mithnei Hashem. Nice. All ordinarily you say Baruch Shem Kvay Malchusei L'Olam Voed, you say it quietly in Kriyat Shema, right? The minig is that you say that on Yom Kippur at night, you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Voed out loud. Okay? It says it's brought down. It's an old minig. It goes back to some Rishonim. Shitz Rishonim. Why is this so? What is the source of the minig?
Okay?
Quietly. The Gemara Pesachim says. What? There's two. There's Gemara Pesachim and then there's a... then there's a... Pishkei Ravada. Right? Says that why do you say Baruch Shem from Chosin Ravayev? So the Pishkei Ravada tells a little story. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemayim and he heard the Malachim say Baruch Shem from Chosin Ravayev. So he stole it from the Malachim. They said something got stolen. You don't see you say quietly. When he was a youngster and he was in Reb Chaim's house, so he was a little kid, he says he's going to cheder. And so he one time heard Reb Chaim saying Krishna. So Reb Chaim said, Baruch Shem, Kol Malchus Olam Vod, out loud. So he learned in yeshiva, you know, let's do this. So he asked his father, and his father, asked Reb Chaim in his name. Why did he? So Reb Chaim said that Baruch Shem, Kol Malchus Olam Vod, you have to say quietly, only the tzibur. But the yachid, you could say it out loud. What's up, chat? Say like this. He asked the question. Say like this. He said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Krishma. Is Krishma a Davar Shebikdusha, or is Krishma not a Davar Shebikdusha? What's the law? It's not. How do you know? You don't have a minion. Otherwise, you couldn't say Krishma be a fetus. Right? But, he asked another question. Can Krishma be Nitva in a Davar Shebikdusha also? Can it be said that Torah is Davar Shebikdusha? Or it's completely a Davar Shebikdusha, like a Berachas Hananim. Berachas Hananim can never be a Davar Shebikdusha? It's impossible. You have 100 people saying Berachas Hananim. It's not a Davar Shebikdusha. Is Krishma inherently something which is incapable of being said by Torah is Davar Shebikdusha? Or it's not a Davar Shebikdusha, but there's a separate, it can have a kiyum of Davar Shebikdusha also under certain circumstances. What do you say?
Have a
Kedusha of Musa, if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, didn't you do from Yisrael Musa? Of course, the reason was because of Xerah, because they couldn't say Krishna, so they put it in Davar Shebikdusha. But you see, anyway, in the fact that they put it in there, you see that Kedusha, that Kriya Shema can be said, the Torah is Davar Shebikdusha. Right? Ah. I feel like this. He said that Davar Shebikdusha really requires a matir. Really, when the Malachim say Kaddish, Shem Tzvachas Malach HaLaz Kavayda, right? So when the Malachim say it, so really a Malach has a right to say it, but we have no right to say it. What right do we have to really say Kaddish? We don't even know what we're talking about. What right do we have to enunciate these words and say it? The answer is we need a matir. Where's the matir for the Kedusha? The matir for the Kedusha is that it's written in Tarshah B'Ksav, right? Nishayo, right? The Torah is all Zevi Yama. Kaddish, Shem Tzvachas Malach HaLaz Kavayda. So the reason that was Yimlech Hashem La'olam L'kayach Tzilu Davar Da'aluka. So that's from Tillim. So you see, so the Davar Shebikdusha, the matir, the saying the Davar Shebikdusha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in Torah Shebikdusha. Once he gives it to us in Torah Shebikdusha, now we have a right to say it. If he didn't give it to us in Torah Shebikdusha, we wouldn't have a right to say it. So therefore, he said, you could say Kaddish, but you can't say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, because Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed is not in Torah Shebikdusha. It's not in Torah Shebikdusha, so you have no right to say it. The Torah is Davar Shebikdusha. It's true, but Migdish they said it, but the Migdish didn't say the Torah is Davar Shebikdusha. Right? Doesn't necessarily mean they said the Torah is Davar Shebikdusha. I will soon see that. All right? But the Torah is Davar Shebikdusha, you cannot say, but Davar Shebikdusha means you are being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Malachim. Right? And I can't say, very good. It says, Kasva Yad Neviyecha, because that's the matir. Kasva Yad Neviyecha, because that's the matir. So you have to have the matir, that's the matir. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us in our Torah, so therefore, that he said, we have a right to use it. Otherwise, how could you learn a Torah? It's impossible. So he gave it to us, so we have a right to say it. Even though we don't fully comprehend what we mean, we have a right to say it. Because ordinarily, you can't say things, you have no right. The Gemara says Shvachas Mamachem is named El Macharif Megadif, because you don't know what you're saying. Whatever you're saying, whatever idea you have of perfection is the greatest imperfection. But you need a matter for that. Right, 5,000 Shvachas. Okay.
So therefore, you understand? So therefore, you need a matir. The matir is that it was given and written in Tashrei B'Tzav. Okay. But Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Vayed is not found in Tashrei B'Tzav. So therefore, really, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Vayed, you cannot say the Teres Dovah Shebikdusha, like the Malachim on the Kaddish of Kaddish Baruch. You can't say it, because you have no right to do that. He says, so that's why, what about what? Now, Moses, you don't say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Vayed, you just say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That you can say, that's a pasuk in the Torah. See? So he says, that's why Reb Chaim held that you're not allowed to say it b'tzibur. Because b'tzibur, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema b'tzibur, because Kriya Shema can have a kiyum of Dovah Shebikdusha too. Apparently Reb Chaim held that when you say Kriya Shema b'tzibur, it has a kiyum of Dovah Shebikdusha. But Baruch Shem Kol Malchus L'Olam Vayed, you have to say it quietly. Why do you have to say it quietly? Because then it's not Dovah, then you're not saying it because Dovah Shebikdusha, you're saying yourself. You say it yourself, it's not Dovah Shebikdusha. You say it b'asar, then it's Dovah Shebikdusha. Right? Shema Yisrael, everybody can say it together, the tzibur. As a kiyum of Dovah Shebikdusha. Right?
But Baruch Shem doesn't, if we have no right to say it out
but
loud.
But Baruch Shem, if you say well, you say it out loud, so then you'd be saying it, then you're doing it b'taras Dovah Shebikdusha, which is awesome. See? Yeah. So that's why I say it quietly. Quietly, there's no issue because you're not doing it b'taras Dovah Shebikdusha. Right? Is it clear? So that's why the crying hell, you could say it out loud. Why? Because of what? Because then it's definitely not Tarshish, you're saying it b'yichidus. The whole purpose of saying quietly is to make it b'yichidus. Right? Okay. Now you could say. That you could say yourself, whatever idea you have. But you have no right to elevate it to the idea of a Dovah Shebikdusha just like the Malachim do. Apparently just to say it, you're allowed to say it. That's what you say. Yeah, just say like that. The issue is to say it like the Malachim said it. That's the issue. Because then you're putting yourself in a status like you're really being a Shabbat. Because the Malachim and the Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. Right? Malachim are the intelligences. Intelligences, they perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're a Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time. So they're allowed to say it. But now, if you're saying that you're saying it in that framework, that you have no right to do. You're saying it, it's something else. It's farther I perceive it, I'm saying Baruch Hashem with them. I'm not saying it. Terrorist real shevach. I admit it's not a real shevach. I'm doing whatever I understand it is. But if you say a terrorist shevach, then you're putting yourself on the status that you are being a mishabeach over here. Oh, just a second. Now you have no right to do. Unless God said you can do it. Otherwise, you have no right. Otherwise, it'll be a priest of a covenant. If God gives you permission, then it's not a priest of a covenant anymore. Because you're saying it. I know I have no right to say it. I'm only saying because God gave me the permit to do it. And you understand that you're not really doing it. But to put yourself on a level without the permit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that already means that you have to really be on a level. You're saying you're on a level. You're not on a level. It's not a shevach. On the contrary, it's a g'nai. Right? Okay. So you say, on Yom Kippur night, you say, Baruch came from Ahus Alon Voed, Yisrael Ram. So he said, what? Hello. And Matir on Yom Kippur, to say Baruch came from Ahus Alon Voed, because Devash Medusha is, because... What is the Mechaper? What is the Mechaper on Yom Kippurim? The Mechaper on Yom Kippurim is the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. But to say, Ono, the Tosis brings down, that the second, first on Hashem, Ono Hashem Chatasu, Ono Hashem Chatu Avu Pashu Lefanecha Kol Beit Yisrael, right? And then he says, Ono, the Rambam has Ono, the Mishnah says, Ono Hashem Kaperna. But the Tosis brings down, the Shem, the name of Yishalmi, that you don't say Ono Hashem Kaperna, Ono. Ba'ashem kaperna. Ba'ashem. So Ba'ashem means that the Mechaper, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechaper with the Shem Havaya, with the concepts involved in the Shem Havaya of his nature. That's why he's Mechaper. The Shem Havaya is Mechaper with the Shem. The Shem Havaya is the definition. It's the concept of God. He's Mechaper because if you understand his nature, that's what I understand is a Mechaper. So the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. So he says, since the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper on Yom Kippurim, he says, that's the matir for saying Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Vayed, the Teras Dovah Shebikdusha.
Baruch Shem was named like Shem Hashem.
Because in other words, on Yom Kippur, the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, right?
Yeah. So.
The Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. Now, since the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, so we have a right to say Baruch Shem for Malchus Olam Vayed, the Teras Dovah Shebikdusha.
What
do you mean? You have to say, according to this Pshat, you have to say in the Midrash also, instead of the Teras Dovah Shebikdusha. But they have a right to the Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. In other words, it's the Teres Mechaper. The Shem Havaya is the Mechaper, so you have a right to be Meshabeach. Insofar as the Shem Havaya is the Mechaper. That's why. In other words, ordinarily you can't say Baruch Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're relating to his essence.
His essence, you have no right to be Meshabeach. Whatever you're saying is wrong. But it, now it's being a Mechaper in those terms, I'm Meshabeach, Baruch Shem, Kofas, Olam HaVayah. Just insofar as the Shem HaVayah is a Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. That's only in Yom Kippur. That's no other time of the year. That's why only in Yom Kippur you're allowed to say Baruch Shem, Kofas, Olam HaVayah. But I'm saying, I'm being Meshabeach, Baruch Baruch, the terrorist, I'm being Meshabeach Hashem per se, you can't. But I'm being Meshabeach, the Shem HaVayah insofar as it's a Mechaper. That was given to us, that we know that Baruch Baruch is a Mechaper. So that's why Elias said, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, Baruch Shem, only when, only once a year, only in Yom Kippur. That's what he said. Nice chat. Okay, that was it. The Rambam of his Tshuva. The questions, well, one thing I want to say, I can say very briefly, and I'm going to just say it now.
Actually, really, it's important for you to get poor. Allah Almighty, you have to know.
Oh, yeah, for it. Interesting thing is, maybe some of you guys heard, I don't know. We mentioned in Shia, the format of tshuva. And Bruce asked before, why is it that vidu is lifnei Hashem? Good question. Why is vidu? What's lifnei Hashem and vidu? Working on the Rambam in Perek Alf Melchus Tshuva, the Rambam says, how does the person say? How does the person show? What is the vidu? Rambam says like this. Ono Hashem. The person says, Ono Hashem. Ono is a lashon of calling to Hashem. Ono Hashem. Chatasi, avisi, pashati lefanecha, vasisi kach vakach. And he enunciates exactly what he did. This is kach vakach. Arei boishti, v'nechlamti, what? I said nechlamti. Arei nechamti, uboishti, v'masai, ula'olam, eini chayz, ula'davarzah. That's the lesson wrap. Okay. I want to take the first part. Behold the Gemara in Yuma over there, whether you say, why you say Chatasi Avisi Pashati? Why don't you say the other way, Avisi Pashati Chatasi? So the answer is, because the Gemara says that when you mispalel, it's machlaik is good, we hold that when you mispalel, so you ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu first for a small thing, and then for a big thing. Of course, it doesn't mean that this really makes a difference in terms of whether you're going to get it. But it means, it shows that a person has a concept of what Lefnei Hashem is. A person goes with Lefnei Hashem and right away he asks for the big thing and he says, a mechutz. You know what I mean? It's chutz, but doesn't understand. Lefnei Hashem, just a moment here. Lefnei Hashem, just a second. First, let's try this. Okay. First, he asks for chatasi. Chatasi means bishagei. Avisi means bemezid. And the last one is pashati means that he was what's the lashon over there? Lahachas means avisi. The difference is like this: chatasi means b'shegi. They understand. Avisi means b'mezid, but b'mezid because I did it b'mezid because of taiva. Taiva got me. I did it b'mezid. I was wrong, but it was just because of the taiva. Pashati means I just didn't care about the whole system. That's pashati. That's really merit. I didn't care about the whole system. Okay. So. The question that we asked was, why is it formulated? I understand in the Vida Kayin Gadol, where the Kayin Gadol is Mispal for Klal Yisrael, Ono Chatu, Avu, Pashu, Lefanecha, Tol Beis Yisrael, Ono Bashem, Kapen, Allah Hatayim, Allah Fayim, Allah Pshayim. So I understand why he has to have first the small thing, because Lefnei Hashem, you don't have the chutzpah to go and ask for the big thing. First, you have the small thing, you have to discuss with Hashem. But why is it when the person is Mispadeh? That a person says chatasi first, then avisi, then pashati. You'd think it should be the other way, because here it's an admission of guilt. So you shouldn't admit first your little. I did more. It sounds like he's being ma'akev his admission. He's holding back. He should really say, no, I was the worst rasha possible. Pashati, then avisi, then chatasi. Right? One question. Another question we asked was, why does he have to say ano chatanashem chatasi avisi pashati lefonecha? Right? Okay. Another question, of course, is why do you have to have the Ono Hashem? Why do you have to have the Ono Hashem for? Right? Besides, one of this one question, you could just say, all the person should have to say is, Asisi kach v'kach, v'arei, nichanti, u'boishti, v'masai, l'olam, and yichayz, l'davazim. That's all you have to say, really. Why do you say Ono Chatasi or Ono Hashem? Ono Hashem! Chatasi, at least the Pshat was Nechal, Sif Kach Vakach. Alright? I want to say there's one thing over here. That the Pshat is when a person does tshuva. See, the truth of the matter is, that what does it mean when a person does tshuva? A person does tshuva means hindsight.
He sees that he made a mistake in retrospect, right? Okay. What's the mistake he made? He made a mistake with regard to the most important element in his nature, which is his soul. And what he did was, he did something which is harmful to himself, right? Okay. So you could say that a person would say, very, very simply, say like this, look, I did this thing which is wrong for me, and therefore I won't do it anymore, right? What he's doing is, what he's attempting to do is to undo the harmful effect of something which was very, very detrimental to his soul, right? You see, that's not enough. It seems that's not enough. Why? Because the pshat is, Yadis maintains that it's not just a chait that he did something harmful to his soul, like a person did something harmful to his body. But really, when a person is a chaite, what happens? It's not just that he did something harmful, it's true. But the real harm, it eventuates, there's different levels of harm. Of course, the harm can be seen right away. A person did a chait, right? There's his emotions. Now you see that he's not really on the level anymore. He's not functioning properly. His mind is distorted, all these things. But the ultimate distortion, the ultimate evil that occurs is that he is away from the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate evil. What is the greatest level is Avas Hashem. Greatest level of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem means that ultimately all perfection, everything that's perfection, ultimately is always unified in one state, the greatest state, that the person is constantly with Nei Hashem, is constantly perceiving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level. Now, why does he say lefanecha? The lefanecha is really the giveaway. Lefanecha means like this. When a person is a chayte, he has to deny that he's lefnei Hashem. It's a denial of the lefnei Hashem. If a person recognizes that he's in the presence of the absolute being, the one who has a total knowledge, and this is really the absolute knowledge in terms of his life, how can he be a chayte? It's an impossibility. See, lefanecha is always a denial. It's a denial. Whenever a person is a chayte, he denies the lefanecha. So that's why when he's a shuv b'shuva, he has to reinstate the lefanecha. He has to recognize that the essence of the chait was that he wasn't lefanecha. Hatas harizu p'shat lefanecha. How could I do that? So the whole, really in tshuva, the tshuva is not just that this avera did X harm to you. It's true it did the harm, but the ultimate harm was really that it took you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the ultimate harm. That's why really in tshuva, it's not enough a person would say, Asisi kach v'kach, bareini chamti, ubeishti b'masai, that wouldn't be enough. Because everything in perfection, the real perfection is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he has to say, Ona Hashem! It must be Ona Hashem. Why has it be Ona Hashem? Person, look, I made a mistake. Now, Ona Hashem means that he's reaching back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ona Hashem. He has to mention God. If he doesn't mention God, then there's no tshuva. That's not a real tshuva. So the Ona Hashem means, that's why, what does the word tshuva really mean? Tshuva, what does tshuva mean? Tshuva doesn't mean, really, tshuva should be charata. Why do you say the word tshuva? You say charata. Charata should be the thing. No, charata is part of it. But the charata eventuates in the tshuva l'maka. V'shavto ad areshem alekecha v'shamata v'kele. Tshuva Yisrael ad areshem alekecha. But the perfection, the real state of perfection is eved me'ava. That's the real ultimate state. Whereas the Fnei Hashem, he's eved constantly in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why really, I'd say the difference between the Rambam is if you look in the Rambam and the Mar Vilchim, see the Rambam is an Aristotelian, not a Platonist. But in Plato, the main idea is in terms of ethics, in terms of ethical harm. But actually in Yahadis, it's more than that. Not just that it's true that if a person is imperfected, he ruins his life here. That's true. But the ultimate way of life is always, has to be in Yahadis, it's God-centered. You know, that's the highest level. Perceiving the ultimate reality, that's the highest level. Not just the fact that a person did a chayit, did something wrong. That's an ethical thing. But yeah, this is a metaphysical religion. Not just an ethical religion. You can have an ethical religion without it. You can have an ethical system without the metaphysics. But Yahadis, the essence is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The biggest mitzvah is Das Hashem and Avas Hashem. All the mitzvahs tie in ultimately in that. But when a Rambam criticized the Maina mitzvahs, they say that they want to put two mitzvahs under one because it has a common denominator. He says, put it all under Avas Hashem. It's all in mitzvah. You know, we want everything to be more tied in mitzvah. Because the ultimate is, the final perfection is, it's, yeah, this is metaphysical religion.
That's
I said there's the ultimate perfection of Tnei Hashem. So that's why, what? Since it's a reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an attempt to return, you don't have, it's just like by tefillah, you don't have the chutzpah to attempt to return by saying first you did the worst avla. Okay? It's on Hashem, he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's similar to a tefillah. On Hashem, Chatasi is reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept him, that he should be able to be Omer Lefnei Hashem. Then he has to say first Chatasi is going to be Zinat Hashem, because otherwise it would be a chutzpah to do it. Since it's dealing essentially with his relationship to God, see, chait, whenever a person does a chait, he breaks his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the tshuva has to be Adar Hashem Alaykecha. He's attempting to reinstate, he's asking God to reinstate that relationship. So he doesn't have the chutzpah to say first, Pashati, and that's why I want you to reinstate the relationship. See, and the relationship isn't just insofar as he's concerned, it's a double relationship. It's a relationship insofar as the Kadosh Baruch Hu is concerned also. Because in Yahadis, we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course, is the Bairei Olam. He's the Bairei Olam. On the one side, you see the Chachmas Hashem, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairei Olam. He created the whole system of the universe and everything that's in all the Chachmah that's found in it. But also, there's this specific Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, to Klal Yisrael, to an Adam. That's an essential part of Yahadis. So really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways. A great physicist like Einstein, only sees one phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the Chachmas Hashem. And that's why he understood that there's a Bairei Olam from that, you see. But Moshe Rabbeinu understood more than that. It's true that that's one phase, but one phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the other phase of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's one that you say there, Das. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnabe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives nevuah. When a person reaches a certain level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to him intellectually through nevuah. So there's a concept of hashgacha. So tshuva really is a return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu two ways. First of all, return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as he himself is concerned perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, insofar as he relates to hashgachas Hashem. There's two ways that a Jew relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu insofar as he perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, like the Rambam says, when a person understands the Chachma Hashem, Yadu Mesava Leidas Hashem HaGadol, that's one way, and the second way is that he relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a direct relationship also, not just because he contemplates and understands as much as he can from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's a direct, once a person reaches that level, there's a direct relationship of the Hashgacha relates to him. So when he's Meshavel Hashem, he's Meshavel Hashem two ways. That he perceives the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that the Hashgacha relates to him. To say to when he, that's the Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem! Chatasi Avisi Pashatu Lefanecha. He wants to return to the situation where he's under the Hashgacha. Then he has to say Chatasi first. That would be a chutzpah to say Pashati, and now I want the Hashgacha. Be demanding, be presumptuous to make such a demand. See, so first he has to know that it would be nice if the Hashgacha will accept me for Chatasi. Maybe they'll accept me for Ravisi, and maybe for Pashati. You see? But essentially, tshuva, what's the essence of tshuva is? The essence of tshuva is Lashuv Ad Hashem. Why? Because when a person is created, before he does the first chait, in the first moment when he's bar mitzvah, before he does the first chait, he is lifnei Hashem, because he's a creation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's a creation, any creature that's created by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so he's in a state with lifnei Hashem. But then he corrupts his way and he goes away from that perfect state. Then he has to return to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be under his hashgacha and to conceive and to be able to contemplate and understand God. That's really what tshuva is. Tshuva isn't just that it's an ethical harata. That's not what tshuva is. This is more than that. Ethical, yes, of course it's wrong. Of course it's bad for a person. It's bad for a person in many ways. But essentially it's bad because it takes him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the whole tshuva is Ono Hashem. That's why even though he did a specific avera, you see, even though he did a specific avera, the specific avera is not so bad, the specific avera. What's bad about the specific avera is that it broke the relationship. That's why I wanted an answer, and Rosner kept pestering me with this question. I'm glad he did, because the answer really is like this. And so far as Yom HaKippurim is concerned, Rambam says that Tshuva is a Mechaper, and Yom HaKippurim is a Mechaper, but it says Mechaper Lashavim. So the question is, what do you mean? If you look at the Rambam, it's very hard to understand. So he says Tshuva is a Mechaper. So what kind of Mechaper is Yom HaKippurim? Tshuva is enough. What's Yom HaKippurim? The Rambam says that Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper Lashavim. So he said that there's two things. That the tshuva is a mechaper directly, because you have charat on a specific action. But Yom HaKippurim is a mechaper la'shovim, the Rambam means, to the gavra who's a shav. The question arose, and he kept on asking me, what does it mean a gavra who's a shav? The answer is, if a person does tshuva properly, then he's definitely a gavra that's a shav. He does tshuva from one avera properly, he's a gavra that's a shav. Because you see that in tshuva, there's two things. In tshuva, he has to have charata on a specific action. And how, but what's the formula for the charata on a specific action? The formula for the charata on a specific action is that he's a gavra that shav. He has to say, Ono Hashem, chatasi yidu pashad lefanecha. I want to be under the Ashgacha again. I want to be in the, I want to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So even one avera, if he's a real shav, if he really does tshuva, he really does maisa tshuva, so then the gavra is a shav. In every, that's why in every tshuva, the Rambam says you have to start off, Ono Hashem, chatasi yidu pashad lefanecha, since it's kavaka. One second. So the difference is like this though. In tshuva, the specific chait is removed by the enunciation of the specific chait, but only that chait. But on Yom Kippur, even if he doesn't enunciate the other chait, let's say he did five chatoyim and he does tshuva on one, then Yom Kippur will be mechaper, because the gavra, if the gavra does a proper tshuva on that one chait, then the Yom Kippur will be a mechaper. Why? Because through the first tshuva that he did, he's a gavra that's a shav. A gavra that's a shav, Yom Kippur is mechaper even for the other verse that he didn't enunciate the specific ma'aseh ha'avera. You understand what I mean? You see? So it comes out that tshuva requires a gavra that's a shav is a kiyum in tshuva. You see? A gavra that's a shav is a kiyum in tshuva. You know what I mean? But the... And if the gavra is a gavra that's a shav, then Yom Kippurim is machapra for the other affairs, even the ones that he didn't enunciate. The Rav said that there's several Lefnei Hashem, and Vidui is one of the Lefnei Hashem. That's the first one I mentioned. Why is Vidui Lefnei Hashem? Because the Vidui, what is Vidui? Vidui is tshuva. Vidui is the verbalization, the final formulation of tshuva. Final formulation of tshuva is Ana Hashem. That's one way of Lefnei Hashem. See? Then you have tefillah, then you have the slichas, and then the Rav mentioned also. He said that the tie-in between Kol Nidre and between the Pesachah and Nislach is the tie-in is like this. Because really, what is Kol Nidre? What is the how do you mount in the darim? I mean, hataras in the darim is by making the guy into a shege. He made it say the guy didn't know what he was doing. So harata, it's a yiriel. Harata, the whole thing by a neder hataras darim. Remember last year, hataras darim is. That you say, you make the net into nothing. So the guy didn't know what he wasn't other than Bishrua. He didn't know what he was doing. So the same thing over there. Okay. That's it.